Hastings link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This is the Locker Room Show presented by Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln in downtown Hastings. Now let's talk to the coach on the Locker Room Show.
Ed, good evening. Welcome to high school football tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got the Class B State High School football playoffs tonight. Adams Central on the road again tonight as they take on number one ranked McCook. As we spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Bill Carlin, and coach, your second trip to McCook. Obviously, you guys got to be happy about playing still in the playoffs.
We really are. You know, we thought our kids this year with a green team coming back, we didn't know where we would land. And our kids have just gotten better and better as the season's gone on and have earned themselves a spot in the final eight. So we're happy to be playing and happy to be alive and hope we can keep going.
What about a rematch now with McCook in the playoffs? Naturally, in B, you're going to see some rematches, but this is a tough team to face twice in 1 year.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we did that last year, too. We played them the first time with a one-point ball game and then ended up getting beat by about 20 the next time. And they kind of controlled the line of scrimmage the second time around. And then this year we, you know, got behind them early and lost a close ball game to them the first time again. And we're hoping that this time we can come back and play with a little better.
The first time we lost 24-21 to McCook, but had some success. I thought both offensively and defensively consistent.
Yeah, we did. I thought there were times where we really played really well. I thought, you know, after we kind of got our feet on the ground early and we were behind 14-0, then we came back and fought a little bit and got back in it. I thought a big play there was when Blake Overmiller caught a long pass from Kyle Goldenstein. Kind of gave us a shot of adrenaline, I think, and we got in and scored and climbed back into that game at 14-7. And then just kind of played even with them for a little while and actually got the lead at 21-14. So, you know, our kids were playing hard, but their kids came back and scored again, and we couldn't answer.
You guys ended up throwing an interception late in the ball game with a chance to win that thing. How many times have you replayed that particular play in the past couple of weeks?
I replayed it a lot, especially that next morning. I just felt like I did not have a play in my pocket that I wanted to pull out and use at that time. We had no timeouts left, and we knew we had to get it into the end zone or the clock probably would have expired on us. It was a fourth down play, or a third down play, but we couldn't go up and spike it because on fourth down, then obviously we would not have had a chance there. So we knew we had to throw into the end zone, and we kind of forced things a little bit there. And I just didn't come up with a good play to throw at that time with a certainty that maybe we could either get out of bounds or get in the end zone. And so I felt disappointed for the kids.
Maybe you've had a couple of weeks to think about that, and if we come back to that situation again tonight, we got one in our hip pocket tonight?
Well, I still don't know. I've watched a lot of film. I've watched a lot of games on TV of people that when they get in that red zone. I think the critical thing there was we had an opportunity one time to save a timeout, and we didn't. And so I think that was the big thing there, that we needed to probably have one more timeout left, and then we could have thrown and maybe tried to catch it in the flats and maybe somebody break a tackle and get into the end zone and see if that would have helped us. But I think that's the secret to that kind of a situation probably.
Because you opened up the playoffs last week with a nice win over Gehring, 49-13, put all three phases together with your football team.
I was real pleased with how our kids play there. I thought they threw the ball real well. We ran it real well. We played pretty good defense against the spread offense that really can stretch you. And then our kicking game was pretty adequate. So I thought overall it may have been our most complete game overall and in a time when you're playing good ball teams. And so that was nice to see our kids put it together, and hopefully we can build off of that.
Really committed to the rushing attack last week against Gehring, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. We really thought that we were stronger up front. And in most high school games, the team that is stronger up front is going to win the ball game. And, you know, you look at different things and you strategize and everything, but usually it's the team that has the kids that are bigger, faster, stronger usually win.
All right, it's McCook here tonight in the Class B State High School football playoffs. We'll come back and talk more about the Bison as we continue after this.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel, including Nike and Columbia jackets. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, it's Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Back with Adams Central head coach Bill Carlin. Adams Central on the road tonight playing in McCook against the Bison, a team that is undefeated on the season. They opened up the playoffs in grand fashion last week, knocking off Elkhorn South by the score of 36-0. Again, the second goal round for Adams Central and McCook here this season. What do we got to do differently this time around?
Well, I think, first of all, don't have the turnovers. I think, you know, if you look at the games that were played on Wednesday night this week, usually the team that turned the ball over very often lost unless they were a pretty dominant team. And even a couple teams that I thought were pretty dominant could not overcome their turnovers. So we have to eliminate those mistakes and keep care of the football, a little better job, take care of it and stuff better than we did the first time out there. Three turnovers against McCook is way too many. Our goal is always one or fewer. And so if we can hang into that area, then I think we got a much better chance.
Adams Central fell behind 14-0. The first go-around had a turnover thrown in there. Obviously, you got to get off to a much better start tonight.
Yeah, we do. And the first time we played them, you know, their first touchdown, we only had about six guys hit their quarterback, and he kept breaking tackles. And he's a very gifted athlete, but that's way too many guys. We hit him and ricocheted off him or overran him or something. But we had a lot of people with angles on him and did not get him down. And once he got past us, there was no catching him because we don't have anybody on our team as fast as he is. So, you know, we got to have better angles. We got to wrap up better and just play a little smarter.
Ed Chitwood had a long run to start things off. He's the quarterback for McCook, but really we held him to 110 yards. You take away that long run that he had early in the ball game. We did a fairly decent job on him the first time around.
I thought so, too. You know, Chitwood's very good, and their fullback, Justin Terry, is a good player also. And those two are returning starters from last year. They've kind of terrorized me for the last four games, actually, with playing them in the last 2 years. And they're very gifted athletes. They got great skills and abilities. And so we just have to be smarter. You know, we got to wrap up well. We got to play really hard and run to the ball well. And our kids are going to have to play with bigger hearts.
The one guy that will not be playing was their starting I-back from the last time around, Jake Schlegel. He will not be in the lineup. He is injured, so we got Kyle Stewart, but he's another guy who's got plenty of experience in that McCook offense.
Yeah, they're gifted with their skills, and they got a lot of talent there, and their offensive and defensive lines are both big and powerful. So they got a lot of kids to pick from. Their Stewart kids started two or three games throughout the year when they had different people banged up a little bit, so he's not really green going in there. He'll give us all we want, and he's a very gifted athlete also.
Offensively, what's your biggest concern, Coach, facing this team?
Well, offensively, I think we have to get our running game going strong enough that we can throw when we want to, not throw because we have to. And I do think offensively we have to throw early on first and second downs, kind of keep them off balance a little bit so we can keep moving the chains and just keep moving the chains. I'm not worried about getting big plays out of it as much as I move the chains and keep the ball away from them.
It's a defense that is very stingy. They allow about 228 yards per game. But we had some success with the intermediate passing game of the first time around. Is that something we can exploit again this time?
Well, I'm hoping. I thought last time we did a good job of mixing things up, and we ran the ball well enough that we could throw. We tried to do more play action pass, and I think that's got to be a lot of our recipe again. We got the same kids, and they got the same kids. We didn't get to go out and find anybody new in the last 2 weeks. So, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of the same things thrown at each other, and it's just going to come down to who's executing the best, and maybe a big play or a turnover here or there might decide the ball game.
Which was the biggest thing about stopping the McCook offense today?
Stopping their quarterback. You know, Chitwood, everything's in his hands. They run a lot of midline veer, and they run a lot of just straight veer, and so he's got the ball in his hands, and most of the plays are designed so that he makes a decision on the field as to who's going to get the ball. And he's very gifted with it. So we got to keep him under control and not give up the big play. We got to play responsibility football on defense. And that's very tough when you got somebody who's faster than you because you try like to sneak out a little bit and get an angle on him a little bit. But if you overrun it, he's going to give it to somebody else and they're going to break it back against you. So they make it very difficult to defend him.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Bill Carlin, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Adams Central and McCook tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln in downtown Hastings. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another. of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
Tonight, it's second round action as the Class B playoffs continue.
All right, second down and about 14 yards to go. Here's a pass into the end zone. Caught for the touchdown.
Tonight, the Adams Central Patriots get to square off against a familiar foe, the McCook Bison. For Adams Central, it's another rematch from the regular season after Adams Central ran past Gehring 49-13 in the first round last week.
Here's a handoff again to Fowler. He's at the 5-yard line and he walks it into the end zone for the touchdown. Boy, Gehring knows that Fowler's going to get the ball, Jimmy, and Fowler, he goes right into the end zone standing up. A man did not even touch him.
Will it be a repeat of the heartbreaking 3-point loss still fresh on the minds of the players as they take the field tonight? Or will the Patriots fight?
Rolls to his left side, being chased. He's hit, down he goes. Guess who? Jesse Ackerman comes in, gets the quarterback sack the second time this year.
And win tonight's battle. We're about ready to find out as we take you live to McCook. Here's KHS Radio's broadcast team, Mike Will and Jim Purcell.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to McCook tonight for high school football and 1230 KHS. Got the Class B quarterfinals for you tonight. And a dandy is number one ranked McCook getting set to take on the Patriots of Adams Central. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. Jimmy, just a couple of weeks ago, we were here, had a thrilling football game. McCook knocked off Adams Central by a score of 24-21. Very tough to beat a football team twice in one season, but the Bison going to try here tonight against a very good Adams Central Patriot team.
One thing for Adams Central, you've got a lot of things going for you. You've got a head coach that's been around football a lot of years, and he can make the necessary adjustments in Bill Carlin. And, you know, you talked to him in the pregame show. He said that he reviewed that film, and he's got a lot of new stuff thrown in the mix tonight for McCook. So, again, very difficult to beat a team a second time, but, boy, what a heartbreaking loss it was as Adams Central had the ball down deep in their own territory, took it the length of the field, and got it down there very close to the end zone and then threw the interception on the at the end of the game there and had a chance to win, but they lost by three. But, again, this is a Adams Central team. Coach Carlin talked about it last week. He said this is a team that knows that all the athletic sports at the school is C1. They're playing B in football, and it's a challenge to all these kids, and they really have rose to the occasion. They got beat by Aurora, the McCook a couple of weeks ago, and then they were also beat by Crete, which is number 1, 2, and 6 in Class B. So this is a very talented football team, and they have overcome adversity a lot this year. I look for an outstanding ball game tonight out of Bill Carlin and his troops.
All right, the injury report is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Hastings Orthopedics provides a full scope of orthopedic care, including fracture care, total joint replacement, sports medicine, arthritic joint relief, hand surgery, and back and spine care and surgery for people of all ages. Their goal has always been to provide the best service possible to getting you back to being you again. Serving Hastings and the surrounding communities, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, feel like yourself again. Really only one injury for Adams Central here tonight. Kevin Holland will not play tonight. He's got a high ankle sprain. He is out for the ball game. For McCook, they got one injury as well, and that's one of their running backs from the first time we played him, and Jake Schlager. He's a junior running back. He broke his leg in a football game following that Adams Central victory a couple of weeks ago. He will not play here tonight. So the injury report is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist of Hastings. Adams Central coming in, 7 wins, 3 losses on the season. The McCook Bison coming in, a record of 10 wins and no losses. We'll give you the starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Adams Central goes with Kyle Goldenstein at quarterback, the senior. Goldenstein with a total of 1,069 yards throwing the football so far this year. We'll also see Creighton Reed in there at quarterback tonight for Bill Carlin and the Patriots. Kyle Cunifer, the senior fullback in there. Jake Fowler, of course, the junior eye back. Jake has got 1,529 yards so far this year. Jesse Ackerman over there at tight end for AC. The wide receiver will be Blake Overmiller. The other wide receiver will be Ryan Brunin. Across the front for Adams Central, you're going to have Zachariah Bramble at center. Derek Nissen back into the ball game. He'll be at one of the guard positions. Lathan Schmidt will be the other one. And a tackle tonight for Adams Central will be Nathan Hendricks and also Brandon Arntz. AC on defense here today. We'll go with Austin Boner, also Joe Meyer, Brandon Arons, and also Nathan Hendricks across the front. Linebackers for the Patriots, Buzz Niederklein, Jesse Ackerman, the leading tackler, Kyle Cunningford, and also Cole Rosvet. And in the defensive secondary, we're going to have Ryan Bruna, also Jake Fowler, and Blake Overmiller. We'll get the McCook starting lineup right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Starting lineups for McCook here tonight. Matt Chitwood is going to be the starting quarterback. 6'3", 175, a senior. Chitwood has thrown for 700 yards this year. He has rushed for 1,045. Justin Terry in the backfield, a big 210-pound senior fullback. And Kyle Stewart will be the tailback, a 6'1", 175-pound junior. Matt Collicott will be one of the tight ends. 185-pound junior. Spencer Bruns will be the other tight end, 190 and a senior. Cody Wetke will be the wide receiver, 6'2", 165-pound junior. Across the front, you've got Austin Siss at center. Mitch Collicott will be at right guard. Trevor Gleason will be at left guard. Will Burkert will be at left tackle. And Clint Begwin is going to be at right tackle for McCook. For the Bison on defense here tonight, they'll go with four down linemen, Mitch Collicott, Trevor Gleason, Clint Belgin, and also Matt Collicott. Your linebacker is going to be Jabari Beltran, also Austin Siss, Alex Brockfoot, and also Justin Terry. And then the defensive secondary, you got to Zane Gillen, also Austin Cherry, and Matt Chitwood for McCook. Your starting lineups tonight have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations at 2815 Osborne Drive West, at 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for football tonight. It's McCook and Hastings, Adams Central on 1230 KHAS. Playing of the national anthem as we get set for football in 1230 KHAS. McCook at Adams Central here tonight. Other games going on in Class B tonight. Blair is playing at Elkhorn. Crete is at home tonight to take on Aurora. Ralston is at home to take on Gretna, all beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. In Class A, one game already completed. Papillion La Vista knocked off Lincoln Southwest this afternoon by a score of 40-34. The rest of the quarterfinal games in Class A will start at 7 o'clock tonight. It'll be Omaha Burke playing at Papillion La Vista South. It'll be Omaha Central playing at Grand Island tonight, and Millard South at Lincoln Southeast. Well, today's game time tip is brought to you by Big G Ace Hardware of Hastings and the original Sun Heat Infrared Heaters. Yes, it's that time of the year again when the temperature falls and your heating costs go up. Slash your heating costs with the original Sun Heat infrared heater from Big G Ace Hardware Heatings. Sun Heat provides a soft, safe, comfortable heat for any area of your home and features a made in Nebraska wood cabinet. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the original Sun Heat at Big G Ace Hardware, North Highway 281 in Hastings. They tell us the temperature is 55 degrees here in McCook. To get things started here tonight, winds will be out of the southeast at 14 miles per hour. Perfect conditions. We're set to go. This should be a great football game here tonight. McCook and the Adams Central Patriots.
Well, it really should to start the game off. Matt Chitwood will do the kicking duties again in the game we did a couple of weeks ago. Chitwood is the all-go-to guy for McCook. He will kick. He is your quarterback. He also returned as a defensive back. He returned an Adams Central pass for a touchdown in that game a couple of weeks ago. So McCook doing the kicking. It'll be Chitwood getting into the football. Back deep for AC is going to be Bruna. And also Jake Fowler back there, a couple of dangerous return guys for AC.
All right, so the Patriots, we get their hands on the football first. We're set to go. The Class B quarterfinals here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Chitwood is into the ball. Backing up is going to be Bruno. It goes into the end zone. So a touchback, Adams Central will start. First down, 10 yards to go from their own 20-yard line. Patriots have been very effective on offense this year, averaging 207.8 yards rushing the ball, 138 passing, 346 total yards for AC this year. They are averaging 27.9 points per ball game. But that McCook defense, very, very good. They give up only 10.6 points per ball game. They give up 227 yards per game. AC had some success against McCook the first time, especially with the 10 to 15 yard passing routes. We'll see if Bill Carlin stays with that. It's going to be Goldenstein getting the start here for Adams Central tonight. We'll see both Creighton Reed and Goldenstein in there at quarterback. Goldenstein has got the ball. He pitches the ball back to Fowler, sweeps it on the right side, 25-yard line, and Fowler is going to be dropped down, or he's going to be run out of bounds over there at about the 26, so a good gain for Jake Fowler. And, boy, what can we say about Jake Fowler that we haven't already said this year? The guy is absolutely unbelievable and just a junior for the Pats.
Well, he is. He's amazing rushing the football. 15-29 coming in, 16 touchdowns, averages 6.9 every time he touches the football. And Jake picks up a quick 4 yards there, so it's going to bring up second down and 6 for AC just underway here in McCook.
Adams Central moving from our right to our left. There's a handoff now to Fowler across the 25-yard line, comes out to the 28 to the 29. Before he is brought down right there. Tackle is made in there by Clint Begwin, the defensive tackle for McCook, the 6'2", 240-pound senior for the Bison. Adams Central going to be looking at third down and short, third down and one. Bill Carlin wants to just hang on to the football and try to keep away, keep away against the McCook offense here tonight.
Well, they are going to need to. A mistake-free ball game. This is going to have to be probably one of the most complete games AC has played all season long if they intend to come out on top here tonight.
Here's a Goldenstein handoff to Fowler. He's got the first down as he brings it out to the 32-yard line. Fowler just angles off on the right side, brings the ball out to the 32. Tackle is made in there by Trevor Gleason, the other defensive tackle, 6 foot, 220-pound junior for the Bison. So Adams Central runs a couple of plays there. They pick up a first down as they bring the ball out to the 32. It's first down and 10 for the Pats, who are about a minute into the ball game here from McCook.
Well, everything on the ground so far for AC has been all Jake Fowler. All three carries, he's picked up 13 yards now as the quarterback, Reed, will be up under center. Actually, Goldenstein.
Goldenstein is in there again. There's a throw to the far sideline. It's caught and dropped. Caught and dropped out here at the 40-yard line. AC had a chance at that one, an incomplete pass. Jesse Ackerman unable to hang on to the ball there for Adams Central, so an incomplete pass. It's going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Again, the line of scrimmage at about the 32-yard line of Adams Central, just underway. McCook and the Patriots here tonight.
Well, and Ackerman was open on that far sidelines right in front of Jeff Gross and the McCook Bison, and Goldenstein not able to get the ball out there. Jesse not able to hang on to it, so a false incomplete. Second down, 10 here for Creighton Reed down the game.
There's Bruna. He gets the ball on a little reverse play over to the near side, brings it up across the 35 out to about the 36-yard line where he is gang tackled right there. Leading the charges again will be Clint Begwin, the defensive tackle for McCook. So they run that little reverse play to Ryan Bruno, who was sent up to the right side of the formation. A pickup of a couple of yards on a play. Third down, 7 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is now the 35-yard line of Adams Central.
Bruno coming into the game, over 100 yards of rushing on the season. They like to run that little counter play to him has been very effective this year. He picks up nearly three, third down, seven here for the Pats.
Golden Seed wants to throw the ball. He backs up. Here comes the pressure. He throws it out here. It's going to be caught at the 45-yard line, down the sideline to the 50. 45 down to the 40-yard line of McCook. First down. They get the ball into the hands of Jesse Ackerman. He was open. Jesse Ackerman takes it down the near sideline into Bison territory. First down and 10 for the Patriots at the 40-yard line.
25 yards on the Goldenstein to Ackerman pass. Beautiful pass by Goldenstein. And again, Ackerman was all alone out here at about the 45-yard line, makes the catch right in front of the Patriot bench, and then rumbles downfield. The big tight end gets it inside McCook territory, just inside the McCook 40-yard line. First drive, AC looking sharp.
All right, Brunas went out wide to the right side. Pitchback comes to Fowler, trying to get outside. Puts a move out at the 40. He's down to the 35-yard line, down to the 33. Jake Fowler takes the ball down to the 33-yard line for Adams Central. The tackle is made in there by Javier Beltran, the outside linebacker, 5'8", 160-pound junior for the Bison. But they pick up a good-sized chunk of yardage right there as Fowler turns the corner outside to pick up 6 yards in a play. It is second down and 4 yards to go. Adams Central on their first drive of the ball game. They've got it second down and about four from the 34-yard line of McCook. Goldenstein stays in there at quarterback. Handoff now goes to the fullback, and they wait for him right there. Kyle Cutterford. Kyle Cutterford getting the call there, and he is stacked up immediately. Get another stop there. Javier Beltran again, the outside linebacker for the McCook Bison. A loss of 1 yard in the play. Back to the 35-yard line. It's now third down and five.
Boy, and a lot of red jerseys in the backfield there as they try to just run the big fullback in Kyle Cutterford right up the middle, and no going there. A loss of one. The play before, Cutterford doing such a great job blocking for Jake Fowler all season long, was able to get out onto the edge. But again, Cutterford not able to pick up Mitch yards there. It's going to bring up third down here in about five.
Brayton Reed in there now at quarterback. He rolls out right side, throws the ball. It's going to be caught and dropped. Cutterford was the intended receiver. He had it in his hands down there right at the first down stakes on the far sideline. They dropped the football over there, so now it's fourth down and 5 yards to go. Fourth down and 5 yards to go. Bill Carlin will send in the punt team. So after a nice drive there, Adams Central is going to be forced to punt the football away on fourth down and five. And they're going to try to pin the Bison back deep here. Into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Cole Rosvet. Averages 33.6 yards per kick. McCook not sending anybody back deep right now. Rosvet's got the ball. He's going to go ahead and kick it high into the air. It's going to angle to the near side. Patriots have some guys down there. They let it roll, and the Adams Central Patriots will down the football down inside the 5 yard line. Derek Lanowski was the guy down there on the punt team for the Patriots. That was a 32-yard kick, where they're going to pin the Bison back deep in their own territory with 8:36 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, McCook wasn't buying it. They thought that maybe Bill Carlin would roll the dice and maybe go for it there on fourth down. Nobody back deep. And again, Adams Central had a couple of guys back down there right at the goal line, and they were able to come up with the football. A nice high punt by Rosvet. So now McCook trots onto the field. The guy to watch is that quarterback, number 10, Matt Chitwood. He really rushed the ball effectively against AC the last time they played.
They're going to start this drive from their own 2 yard line. Chitwood just goes straight ahead, bangs out there for a yard. So Matt Chitwood carrying the ball there for the McCook Bison, picks up 1 yard in the play. Chitwood, 6'3", 175 pounds, senior quarterback there for the Bison. So Adams Central has got the Bison pinned back deep after a great punt by Cole Rosvet. No score early in the ball game, 8:15 to play. Here in the first quarter, the Bison and the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. This is the first offensive possession for McCook in the ball game. Chitwood breaks settle now and comes up to the line of scrimmage. Backs will be stacked up behind him. Here's a Chitwood down the line of scrimmage. Chitwood tries to get outside. He is hit. Down he goes. Chitwood is dropped down as he is pulled down from behind. Nice job by the Patriot defense as Chitwood tried to make the corner there. The tackle is made by Kyle Cutterford for Adams Central defensively. So now the Bison looking at third down. Third down and a couple of yards to go. They'll call it three. Third down and three. The ball at about the 7 yard line. They got to bring just across the 10 for the first down. So third down and about 3 yards to go here for the McCook Bison as Chitwood sends a wide receiver out to the right side. Going to have a couple of backs, three backs in the backfield as he hands the ball away. That's the fullback busting through there for a couple of yards. Again, Cutterford into the stop there for Adams Central. They didn't have to go far. Needed three as they hand the ball away to Jason Terry. As Terry is going to have enough, I do believe, for a first down. Yeah, they bring the ball out to about the 12-yard line, so Terry picks up the first down for the McCook Bison. So the Bison have their first down of the ball game here, working from our left to our right in the first quarter. No score between the Bison and the Patriots here tonight. The Class B semi or Class B quarterfinals on 1230 KHAS. Ball is on the 12. Here's a Chitwood. He cuts back to the center of the field, and he's hitting down. He goes. Chitwood picks up a yard or two. He started off right and then put on the brakes and came back to the center of the field, and he is knocked down right there. Tackle is made in there by Joe Meyer, the defensive tackle for the Patriots, getting a start here tonight. Meyer at 5'9", 235-pound senior.
Well, one thing Mike AC is going to have to do is contain the running ability of Chitwood. You heard Bill Carlin in the pregame talk. He said he knows that if he gets outside, there's nobody on this AC team that can keep up with him. But so far, so good. They're keeping him hemmed in pretty well.
Second down at about 8 yards to go. Chitwood wants to throw the ball, rolls right, throws to the near sideline. It's going to be caught out here right on the sideline at the 30-yard line. Nice grab right there. They get the ball to Cody Wudke. Wudke, the 6'2", 165-pound junior. That is his 19th reception of the season. And Chitwood, so dangerous, Jimmy, with his feet. And now he shows his arm right there as he gets his 40th pass completion of the season. McCook doesn't throw the ball much, but when they do, they usually make it a big play. That was a nice one.
Now, Chitwood's thrown for 707 yards coming into the ball game, and that one there will give him 19 on the pass to Woodkey. They got the ball all the way out now to their own 31-yard line.
All right, it's going to be Chitwood under center. He hands the ball away. That's a Terry with the ball. Bang, straight ahead for a yard or two. Jason Terry carrying the ball there. A tackle is made in there by Adams Central. That is Austin Boner getting up there for the Patriots. So they bring the ball up to about the 34. A pickup of 2 yards in a play. Second down, 8 yards to go. Clock is running. We're in the first quarter. 6:07 to play. No score.
Well, the one thing on that pass play, Mike, you have to respect Chitwood's speed. If he gets out of the pocket, he's not a guy you want running loose if you are Bill Carlin in the Patriot defense. So they've done a pretty good job. And Terry coming in for the injury to Schlager, that broken leg that he received in the last game of the season.
There's a throw over the far side. It's going to be right through the fingertips of his intended receiver over there. Over there for McCook that time was Austin Cherry, number 5. Goes through his fingertips. The ball was delivered high by Chitwood. Incomplete passes. Now third down and 7 yards to go.
Well, and the quarterback at Chitwood has some guys out there that with some good receiving ability. Woodkey coming in, 265 yards. And Zane Gillen with 90 yards, 89 yards for Cullicott. And Austin Cherry with 120 yards of receiving. He is the go-to guy. He is the brother of former McCook player and K-State kicker in Josh Cherry.
All right, here's Chitwood going to run the football, and the ball is popped loose over here on the near sideline, but it goes out of bounds. A big-time hit there by Adam Central. That was Adam Hunt, I think, is the guy who come up to deliver the hit. Him or Cunningford was over here, as a Chitwood was carrying the ball right in front of the Adam Central bench, but a big, big hit. The ball goes squirting loose, but right into the Patriot bench. But they're going to be far short for a first down. It's going to be McCook having to punt the football here.
And Jake Fowler will drop back deep, so a good defensive stand. They let McCook get out of the shadows of their goal line and now in to do the kicking duties. That's not Chitwood. I believe that's number 15. I thought that was number 11. As Fowler will call for a fair catch here down at the 34-yard line.
So Tyson Carr was into the ball game to do the punting right there. He averages 36.2 yards per kick. Collicott and also Carr have been splitting the punting duties for McCook this year. That was Carr. Now Adams Central has got their second possession of the ball game. They took the ball into Bison territory the first time, but then had to punt the ball away. So 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, no score between the Patriots and the top-ranked McCook Bison here tonight. Quarterfinals of the Class B State High School football playoffs. Goldenstein back out there. Line of scrimmage is a 33. They fake the handoff. Goldenstein's going to run the ball across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. So a pickup of 4 yards on the play. Second down, 6 yards to go. Tackle is made in there by the Bison. Mitch Collicott, the defensive end, the 5'11", 250-pound junior for the Bison, making the stop. So it's now second down. They call it a gain of 2 on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go. The ball resting between the 36 and the 37-yard line. AC splits a wide receiver out to the left side. That's going to be Overmiller. Wide receiver split to the right side as well. This is Goldenstein up under center. Whether that's a Creighton Reed in there now. Here's a pitch back. They come to Fowler again. Fowler brings the ball across the 40-yard line out to the 41-42. So Jake Fowler carrying the ball. The Patriots still going to be about a yard or so shy of a first down. Looking at a third down situation here. So the ball game starting off exactly as Bill Carlin wanted tonight. They wanted some long time consuming drives. Keep that Offense from McCook on the sideline. So far, McCook has had the ball only one time.
Yeah, and AC has done a good job. That first drive that Adams Central put together was nine plays and 45 yards. They ended up having to punt the football away. But this one here is their second drive of the night. It's a third down, third and about three here for AC.
Golden Saint hands the ball away again, just plowing straight ahead there. They're going to be very close to a first down. So they get it very close to a first down stake here as they hand the ball away. And the officials will take a look at things here as a Fowler carrying the ball there for Adams Central, just straight ahead. The officials look to the near side. They're going to say it's going to be a fourth down. So AC runs a couple of plays there, and they're going to be just shy of a first down. They didn't even bring in the chains. Boy, that's close enough to my eyes to measure, but it's going to be a fourth down, less than a yard to go. They're going to put the football away.
I was going to say that's right down the line, straight out from you, and they call it about a half a yard short. So Rosfett in to do the punting duties here for AC.
Second time tonight Rosfett has been in there. Last time they had him pinned down inside the five-yard line. There's a kick that's going to bounce here at about the 27. That's going to be down by the Patriots. So it's going to be down by the Patriots downfield there by Patrick Herman for the AC special teams. That was a punt of about 26 yards there for Cole Rosfett. And now we bring out this McCook offense one more time. Get the Bison on the season averaging 30.9 points per ball game. It's a team that puts up about 338 total yards per contest. McCook has got it for the second time here tonight. We're down to 3:31 to play here in the first quarter. No score between the Patriots and the Bison here tonight. They'll start this drive, first down and 10. Ball just shy of the 29-yard line. That's a Chitwood in there at quarterback. He's going to have the back stacked up in the I formation. Chitwood hands the ball away off of the left side. A little hole there across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. Running the football there for McCook was Kyle Stewart. Stewart, 6'1", 175-pound junior. He's got 223 yards rushing so far on the season. As Stewart angles off on the left side and picks up about 8 yards in the play. Brings the ball out to the 37. It's second down, 2 yards to go for the Bison.
8-yard carry there by Stewart off left side. Good blocking. They were able to open up a hole in that defensive front for AC. And the longest play from scrimmage of 8 yards there. Second down and 2 here for the Bison. Second series of downs here this evening.
Stewart now goes in motion. Chitwood wants to throw the football. Downfield is going to be overthrown. Had a man out there. His arms are up. That was Matt Collicott in the defensive secondary for Adams Central. He's a big, tall kid. They list him at 6'4", 185 pounds. That time Chitwood overthrows him down there at the Adams Central 40. Incomplete pass.
Adam Hunt down there, and also for Adams Central defensively was Blake Overmiller. So a couple of guys back there. But again, Collicott had a step or two, but the rush was coming, and Chitwood just had to throw that off his back foot over the intended receiver. Third down, third and 2 here for McCook.
There's a Chitwood hands the ball away again. That's going to be the tailback sliding through there. Kyle Stewart and the Patriots holding on for dear life, and they bring him down as a Stewart brings the ball close to the 38-yard line. And they're going to say, yeah, that's enough for a first down. That time they didn't even take a second look there. They're going to give him the 40. So they give him the 40-yard line and a first down there for the Bison. 2:43 to play in the first quarter. No score between McCook and the Adams Central Patriots tonight. Wide receiver is Zane Gillen. Splits out wide to the right side. Backs in the I formation again behind Chitwood. Now the line of scrimmage. They hand the ball away to that big fullback busting through there as Justin Terry brings the ball to the 45 to the 46-yard line. So Justin Terry, the play didn't look like a real flashy play there, Jimmy, but it nets 6 on the play. That's how powerful this offensive line is for McCook.
Well, they really are. And then you've got a big bruising back in there in Justin Terry, 6'1", 210 pounds. He's a tough guy to bring down, but they've had a couple of guys that have really had to step up. As we mentioned, the injury to Schlager being out, he was the leading ball carrier going into that game, but no longer playing this season.
There's a Chitwood throwback screen over there on the left side. It's going to be caught out to the 50-yard line, down to the Adams Central 49. The flow of the play comes to the right side. Chitwood just stops and throws it back to Matt Collicott as he brings the ball down to the 49-yard line of Adams Central. That's going to be a first down. So now McCook has got the ball in AC territory for the first time. And we got a minute and 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
That is the fourth first down of the evening for McCook. 2 on the ground, 2 through the air. That play covers 5 yards. They needed 4. They've got the ball into Adams Central territory in between the 49 and 50 here on the AC side of things.
All right, Chitwood hands the ball away. Again, a big hole across the 45 down to the 40-yard line. That's a Kyle Stewart. Stewart carrying the mail there as he takes the ball out of the 40 of Adams Central. That is a pickup of 9 yards in the play. I'm going to say his knee touched down at about the 41 and a half. So Second down and about 8.5 yards to go, or actually 2.5 yards to go for the Bison here.
Well, and right now, McCook really doing anything they want to do in between the tackles. That offensive line is really opening up some nice holes. And one big guy that's not on there, Kevin Holland, not in uniform tonight with that high ankle sprain. So definitely a big loss there for AC as far as the down lineman.
All right, second down and a couple of yards to go. Here's Chitwood. He fakes the handoff, and he gets outside at the 35-yard line, down to the 34. So Chitwood gets outside. Something that Adams Central wants to contain him basically in the center of the field. You don't want Chitwood to get out on the edges there. He can cause some damage. He picks up a first down here as he takes the ball down to the Adams Central 35. This is a nice drive here by the Bison. We're down to 53 seconds to play now in quarter number one. McCook on the move. So the Bison break huddle here and come up to the line of scrimmage. It is first down and 10 yards to go for McCook. They've got the ball at the Adams Central 35-yard line. Wide receivers left and right now. Chitwood drops back to throw. Looks right side. The pass is going to be caught here at the 30-yard line. Gets away down the sideline, 25 to the 20, and run down and knocked out of bounds to the 18. Pass completion to a Cody Wedke down here. Makes a nice spinning move at the 25-yard line. Takes the ball down to the 18 of Adams Central. And now the Bison on the move here with 29 seconds to play in the first quarter.
Really ham and egg and things right now. McCook with 6 first downs. Three through the air, 3 on the ground, and that play there, Jake Fowler on coverage was not able to bring down Woodkey, and he broke loose and picked up 16 yards. This is the best drive so far for McCook tonight. They're in the red zone.
They're at the 18-yard line as they just go straight ahead again across the 15 down to about the 13-yard line. So pick up 5 yards in the play there as they just keep it on the ground. Carrying the ball there was that fullback again, Justin Terry. Terry with 639 yards rushing coming into the football game here tonight. A pickup of 5 on the last play. Second down and 5 yards to go, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So it's scoreless after one, but the McCook Bison are on the move here as we start period number two. We will take a break. The score, Adams Central nothing, McCook nothing.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in McCook tonight. The Bison are on the move here. Second down, 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the Adams Central 13-yard line. McCook now moving from our right to our left here in quarter number two. Chitwood, your quarterback on second down and 5, sends a man in motion. Chitwood waits for the snap down the line of scrimmage, hands the ball away. That's a big fullback fighting through there again, gets a couple of yards. The Patriots right there defensively. Good job by AC on defense. Just a couple of yard gain, and now McCook will be looking at a third down situation. Justin Terry carrying the ball there for the Bison.
Justin Terry, so far the leading ball carrier for McCook in the game. That's 6 carries and 22 yards. We look at McCook in the first quarter, 91 yards, 40 through the air, 51 on the ground, 6 first downs. AC, 25 through the air, 30 on the ground, 55, 2 first downs, and a third down call here for McCook.
Third down at about 3 yards to go. Chitlin with the ball, 5-yard line. He takes the ball into the end zone, touchdown. Or did he?
Actually, no, he just stopped short.
One official took a look, saw a bunch of McCook Bison players' arms go up, and the officials don't agree. It's going to be stopped just short of the first down. They're short of the goal line down there at about the half-yard line. So Chitwood takes the ball down at the half-yard line, and now they have 4 shots at it right here. So McCook has got the ball just outside the 1-yard line. This is their second offensive possession of the ball game. No score between the Bison and the Patriots, but McCook knocking on touchdown door. First down and goal from the one. Chitwood goes straight ahead. He gets into the end zone for the touchdown. So Chitwood takes it in for a touchdown, and the Bison are out on top. 10:56 to play here in quarter number two.
Well, and the concerning thing, Mike, that drive really, McCook was able to do anything they wanted to do in between the tackles. That's where a lot of the chunks of yardage came. And Adam Central had no answer for that. Again, that Chitwood goes in. It was set up on that 9-yard burst up the middle to get the first down, and then Chitwood takes it over uncontested. He's in the ball game and into the football. And the kick is good. So just inside, just starting the second quarter with 10:56 left to go, the Bison are on top of Adam Central, 7-0.
And you're listening to High School Football.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in McCook. A 13-play, 70-yard drive there for the Bison. And McCook out on top of a score of 7-0. Last time we played this much, the Patriots fell behind 14-0.
Well, and the thing was, as you were concerned, it was to the point it was going to be a blowout the last time when they went down 14-0. It looked like it was easy pickings for McCook. AC didn't give up. This is a team that has not given up all year long. They're not a bit rattled right now. They've got to make some adjustments defensively because a lot of yardage was chewed up between tackles. And they'll make the adjustments, and AC will get another shot at it here as the Chitwood kick goes very deep into the end zone. Jake Fowler about 4 yards deep. So the Patriots will come out here and try to get a nice drive put together.
So Adam Central moving from our left to our right here in this second quarter of play, now trailing by a score of 7-0. Coverage of the 2011 state football playoffs presented in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. One of the many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. So it's going to be Kyle Goldenstein staying in there at quarterback for Adams Central. Creighton Reed has saw a limited time here in the first half. Wide receivers go left and right. Here's an option play. They pitch the ball back. Fowler's got the ball. Hurdles the man. Brings the ball out to the 22-yard line. So Jake Fowler brings the ball to the 22. Tackle is made in there by the Bison. And coming up to make the stop is going to be Zane Gillen. Gillen, a 5'10", 160-pound junior for the Bison. We'll give Fowler a pickup of about 3 yards in a play. Second down and 7 yards to go. Ball just across the 22-and-a-half-yard line. Wide receivers again go left and right. As AC comes out there, this is Creighton Reed in the ball game now. Creighton Reed hands the ball away to Cunniford. Angles to the left side. Cunniford across the 25-yard line, out to the 30, out to the 32. Nice run there by the big old fullback for AC. Brings the ball out to the 32-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Austin Cherry for the defensive secondary for the Bison. The Adams Central Patriots have got a first down now to the 32-yard line, trailing 7-0.
That is first down number 3 for AC. And a 9-yard carry by the big fullback in Cutterford. A nice block out in front of Cutterford by Brandon Ahrens. He is in there for Kevin Holen.
All right, it's going to be a Goldenstein back in there at quarterback. They fake the ball to Cutterford. They throw on first down. They throw it out there, and the ball is incomplete. Trying to get it out to Jake Fowler out in the flaps. In coverage there was Javier Beltran, the outside linebacker for the Bison. Incomplete pass, and it's now second down and 10. Bill Carlin talked about that during the pregame show. He thought the Patriots would have to throw a little bit on first and second down to keep this McCook defense off balance a little bit.
Well, they know their focus is on Jake Fowler running the football. He has been a monster all year long, 1,500-plus on the season, and they love to get him out in the open on them little screen passes. That one there just a little bit over his head.
Here's a Creighton Reed back in there. He throws the ball to the near side, and a nice catch. Did he say inbounds? Yes! Nice catch there by Jesse Ackerman here on the near sideline, right in front of the Patriot bench. He got his feet down. A nice gain out to close to the 40-yard line. The Patriots still going to be a couple of yards shy of a first down, but a more manageable situation here for Bill Carlin and his offense. third down and about 2.5 yards to go. The football just shy of the 40-yard line.
Boy, and a nice pass by Creighton Reed. He's not known as the thrower in this double-headed quarterback situation, but he delivers it nicely. And Jesse Ackerman, making a highlight film tonight with a couple of nice catches.
There's Cunningford. He angles off the left side across the 40 out to the 43-yard line to the 44, and he's got the first down. So the Patriots pick up the first down on the run there by Kyle Cunningford, the big fullback. And they will move the six again as the Patriots will bring the ball out to the 44. Here comes Creighton Reed back in there as Bill Carlin shuttling the quarterbacks now here in the second quarter. As Creighton Reed will bring the play in from the coaching staff here on the near sideline.
Well, a nice drive so far put together. Adams Central did have a nice drive of 47 yards the very first of the opening drive, but then held on three and out. But this one here, a good drive they've got it. They've got it out near the 45-yard line.
All right, so it's going to be a Creighton Reed. Here's a pitch back. It comes to Fowler on a stretch play across the 45 out to the 48-yard line. And the tackle is made over there by the outside linebacker again for the McCook Bison. And making the stop there is going to be Justin Terry. Terry, the 210-pound, 6'1" senior for McCook. This McCook team 10-0 on the season. They've only been tested a couple of times this year, losing to Aurora. They're actually winning over Aurora 16-13 and beating Adams Central 24-21.
Yeah, and bad news, they've got a lot of guys back. They've only got 11 seniors on this football team, so Jeff Gross has a lot of guys coming back next year.
Here's a quick pass going out here. Bruna grabs the ball to 47, makes a move across the 50, inside Bison territory down to the 47-yard line. Bruna had a big ball game the last time these two teams met. Makes the reception there, makes a nice little move over here on the near sideline. That could have been close to a shimmy shake, Jimmy, as they bring the ball now to the Bison 46-yard line, and it's coming up a third down situation for the Pats.
Well, and remember, Bruno was the guy that caught that football on that fourth down conversion to get it down inside the 5-yard line, but he makes a nice catch, puts the brakes on, and then takes off, picks up a nice gain, nearly 8. Third down and 1 here. The Patriots with the ball in McCook territory.
All right, Creighton Reed brings the ball out. Fowler's got it, and he's got the first down and more across the 45. He's run out of bounds over here at the 40. Run out of bounds here by Javier Beltran for the Bison. They go to Jake Fowler. He picks up the first down. Adams Central now on the move. The Patriots are trailing in the ball game by a score of 7-0. It was a scoreless first quarter. McCook scores early in period number 2. Now the Patriots trying to answer with a nice little drive of their own.
Third consecutive first down on this drive. Jake Fowler now 9 carries, 39 yards in the ball game. And the Patriots have it down to the McCook 39-yard line. They are doing exactly what they want to do.
Here's a Goldenstein in there at quarterback now. Wide receivers put out to the left side. They hand the ball away to Fowler. Crashes forward down to about the 37. Fowler takes the ball to the 37-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Bison. It's going to be Trevor Gleason. Gleason, the 6-foot, 220-pound junior defensive tackle for the Bison. Second down and about 8 yards to go. Football approaching the 36-yard line, in between the 36 and 37. Patriots on the near side hash mark. Ball split out. Wide receiver split out to the left side. That's going to be Bruna. And Overmiller will come to the right side. Second down, 8 yards to go. McCook moving up front, but they don't jump offside. There's a handoff to a Fowler again. He takes the ball down to the 29-yard line. Fowler moves it down to the 29-yard line for Adams Central, and that's going to be very close to another first down here for the Pats. So Adams Central trying to answer that McCook scoring drive. They're going to pick up a first down as they move the sticks. They don't measure this one either.
4 first downs now on this drive for AC. Fowler, 11 carries, 49 yards. This is a 10-play, 47-yard drive so far for Adams Central. They are doing exactly, as we had mentioned, what they want to do. Control the football, 2 hands on it. They're doing a great job so far.
First down, 10 yards to go. Fowler again gets the call. He bounces off to one man, and look at him go. He's across the 25, down to the 21-yard line. Fowler was stopped at about the 25 or 26. Jimmy just bounces off of him and takes the ball down to about the 21-yard line. Nice little run there by Jake Fowler.
Well, that was all Jake Fowler. You're going to get second, third, and fourth efforts out of Fowler every time he carries the football. He's a tough little booger in there to bring down, and he picks up 9 yards. Second down and 1. AC with another good opportunity here. They're nearing the red zone.
It's like he's made out of rubber. Everybody just bouncing off of him. Second down and 1. Fowler's going to get the call again. Looks inside across the 20. Spins away. Takes it down to the 16-yard line. So Jake Fowler takes the ball down to the 16. Tackle is made in there by the quarterback for the McCook Bison. That's Zane Gillen who's in there. A 5'10", 160-pound junior. Adams Central is moving the sticks again. Clock is running down to 6 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the second quarter. Adams Central trailing the Bison by the score of 7-0. And now we got a timeout called. I think McCook wants to call a timeout.
I think Jeff Gross wants to talk things over because, as McCook did, they pounded it right down Adams Central's throat between the tackles. AC's doing the same thing right back at you, and we got a timeout here in McCook.
All right, timeout, 6:41 to play here in quarter number two. We'll take a break. It's McCook 7, Adams Central 0.
5 Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our 3 banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Coverage of the 2011 State High School Football Playoffs presented in part by Misco's Sports of Kearney. Misco's has been keeping us better equipped for the games we play for years now. Go see them on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Get your game on at Misco's. A very impressive drive here for the Patriots. We'll see if they can cash in. First down, 10 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball down here at the McCook 17-yard line. Goldenstein up under center, and the Patriots are going to jump. I believe they're going to be in motion here as the penalty flags fly.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of guys in white jerseys try to get a little early start. That is the first penalty of the ball game. And, again, we talked about how good of a game Adams Central has to play. Oh, now they're going to go the other way. It's offsides on McCook, so they probably were in the neutral zone making one of the Patriots jump, so it's going to get them 5 yards. It'll be a first and five. They've got the ball down at, what, the 11-yard line. So a nice drive aided by a 5-yard penalty here. It will be in their quarterback will be Kyle Goldenstein up under center.
Adam Hunt splits out wide to the left side. Here's a handoff to Fowler. Penalty flags go down. Fowler across the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. And that's in an area of perhaps a hold here. And that would go against Adams Central as the officials will huddle at about the 10-yard line. Something you can't do, Jimmy, that's commit penalties and give McCook any kind of a benefit right there.
Well, exactly, and we talked about it on the way out here this afternoon. They have to play error-free football. Oh, now they're going on the other side. Now it goes against McCook. That was that flag was in the area of a holding. The official that threw that was right in the linebacker area. But, again, it goes against McCook, so Adams Central going to benefit again off of this. But AC coming into football has to keep control of the football, not make any silly mistakes, turnovers, interceptions. They have to play mistake-free, no penalties, or at least cut down on them. Because it can hurt you. When you get into this far in the playoffs, everything is going to be very important for you to take the notches about 3-4 levels higher because the competition gets very tough. And look at here, AC is going to have a first and goal at the 4-yard line of McCook.
So back-to-back penalties there on the Bison. AC's got a first down and goal from the 4-yard line of McCook. We're down to 6.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Wide receiver is Hunt, split out wide to the left side. Cutterford in the backfield with Fowler. Fowler gets the call. He is hit at the 5, keeps his feet moving, and takes the ball down to the 3. They had penetration. They got to Fowler, but Jake got loose, took the ball down to the 3-yard line. Tackle is made in there again by Zane Gillen for the Bison. But they pick up about a half a yard in the play as they move it from just outside the 4-yard line to just inside the 4 here.
Well, and that was all Jake Fowler there. There was 3 red jerseys to meet him about a yard and a half deep in the backfield. And just extra effort, he was able to pick up nearly a yard as AC now a second down.
There's the Fowler again on the sweep off of the right side. He's at the 2, he's at the 1, he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Fowler takes it into the end zone from 4 yards out, and it comes with 5:47 to play. They lined up in the Maryland I formation, Jimmy, as Bill Carlin goes back to his roots there. The old Maryland I formation, they get the ball off to Fowler. He angles off to the right side and gets it into the end zone for the score.
Well, and a guy doesn't get that many yards on a season without some great blocking up front. And Kyle Cutterford has done a tremendous job this season out in front of Fowler. A couple of good blocks out on the outside. And Fowler takes it in for the first touchdown for AC tonight. And now into the ball game is going to be Vorderstrass for the point after and lock things up here in McCook.
All right, Vorderstrass is 23 out of 27 on extra points so far this year. A low snap, but they get it down, and the kick is up there. And the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. Not the way you draw it up, but a great job there getting the ball down on the pad and a good kick. Keeping his head down and keeping his focus there was Vorderstrass as he bangs home the extra point.
He doesn't have much range, but he does a great job getting her right down the middle. It's through the pipes. That's all that matters. And AC's locked her up here in McCook.
All right, 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break. Adams Central 7, McCook 7.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
A 14-play, 71-yard drive by Adams Central, just what the doctor ordered.
Oh, and the doctor tonight in a very casual look, Bill Carlin with his $200 Doc Martens last week at Lloyd Wilson Field with the Tenney Runners, the blue sweatsuit, and he's got his team tied up here.
All right, here's the kickoff. McCook brings it back. Look out, they could be dangerous across the 25 to the 30, out to the 35-yard line. Bringing the ball back was Austin Cherry. So they stop him at the 35. That's where the McCook drive will start. First down and 10. The Bison moving from our right to our left here in quarter number two. We're tied up at 7 points apiece.
Well, when we look at McCook's numbers in the first quarter, 91 yards. And basically everything on the ground. They did have a couple passes. Chitwood was 3 of 5 passing in that first quarter. But the Adams Central really took a lot of time off the clock here in this second quarter. And that's what Bill Carlin and his troops want to do.
There's a Chitwood. He hands the ball away to Terry. And Terry brings the ball to about the 38-yard line to pick up a three. These two teams have played, Jimmy, 4 times in the last 2 years, both during the regular season and in the playoffs now. McCook Bison have really had Bill Carlin's number. In fact, some of these guys have terrorized him for a couple of years. Justin Terry and Chitwood are two of them. I asked him earlier this week if he was going to go to their graduations this week. I'd be sending him at least a card for graduation.
I tell you what, we got all kinds of hellos when we pulled in out here. We were just out here a few weeks ago. So a couple of teams we've done, a couple of good football programs. We've covered Aurora a lot, and we have covered McCook an awful lot.
There's Chitwood. He wants to throw the football. The pass is overthrown at the 45-yard line of Adams Central. Chitwood did a nice job, Jimmy, holding on to the ball until the last second there. Adams Central went with the fake inside, and then Chitwood just pulls it off of his hip and throws the ball downfield and nearly got a big, big play right there. The ball was overthrown. That was Collicott that was out there, the tight end for the Bison.
Well, and you've seen Blake Overmiller and Jake Fowler talking over there. Hey, who had him? Because Collicott was open, and Chitwood just overthrew him. That would have been a big, big gainer. Broken coverage by Adams Central, but it falls incomplete. Third down at about 7.
All right, here's Chitwood. He rolls to his left, wants to throw the ball again. He does. It's going to be cut down here. Penalty flags are down at the 49-yard line. They get the ball over here to number 3, Cody Wutke. He makes the reception at the 49 of Adams Central. Penalty flags go down. And this one looks like maybe a pass interference call on Adams Central. It's going to be declined, obviously, by the McCook Bison.
Yeah, that was Ryan Bruna on coverage down there on Woodkey as he started on the left side of the formation, just run downfield to about the 50-yard line and then just went straight back into the meat of the football field, and Chitwood delivered it perfectly. Bruna got there a little bit early. I think he got there a little bit. Yeah, now they're going to bring her back and mark it off. But the reception was made in the Adams Central territory down to the 49-yard line, and now we've got the official stepping her off here, and it'll come down to the 47-yard line. So into AC territory on the pass interference from Ryan Bruna.
Right, we're down to 4:49 to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central and McCook tied up at 7 points apiece here in the quarterfinals of Class B here tonight. The winner will move on to the semifinals next Friday night. Play the winner of the game going on in Elkhorn tonight between Blair and Elkhorn. They've got it now at the Adams Central 47. That's Cherry going in motion to the far side. Double tight ends. There's a Chitwood down the line of scrimmage. Ducks it up. Takes the ball to the 45-yard line and runs into the Adams Central defense. Chitwood trying to run the ball right there, but he went right in to a couple of tough cookies in there. Ackerman for the Adams Central defense. Also Brandon Arntz, the defensive tackle, the 210-pound senior. Chitwood finds only 1 yard in that play. Second down, 9 yards to go from the Adams Central 46.
Well, and so far so good keeping Chitwood contained in there. Chitwood with only 8 carries, 25 yards. And AC, boy, a lot of gang tackling out there. You love to see that as he tried to sneak it off the right side and about four white jerseys. Met Chitwood, second down, 9 yards to go here for the Bison.
Chitwood wants to throw the football. He rolls to his right, hangs onto it, no pressure. Now it breaks down. Chitwood on the move, and Chitwood's going to be brought down. A penalty flag goes down. Chitwood down at about the line of scrimmage, and he falls forward to about the 46. AC got some pressure on him, and he decides to run with the football, but a penalty flag is down. It's going to be a holding call here on the Bison.
Yeah, Nathan Hendricks was the recipient of that. Back there blocking, Hendricks was the big fullback, Justin Terry. And as Chitwood rolled to the right side trying to buy some extra time, there was a block in the back or a holding call, and that will go against McCook. So they'll bring the football back inside McCook territory.
High school football here tonight on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu.
You have the Lear fueled up. We're going to have to hop on the plane where we're headed tomorrow.
Oregon City, Iowa tomorrow for Hastings College and Northwestern.
Tulips and windmills.
Second down, 18 yards to go. McCook with the ball on their own 41-yard line following the penalty here on the Bison. Here's Chitwood, quarterback draw. He's at the 40, into the open at the 45-yard line. Hit once, hit twice, and down he goes. He brings the ball to the 47. So AC does not let Chitwood get loose as Chitwood brings the ball to the 47. And now McCook looking at third down and long. The Adams Central Patriot defense, who has been strong all season long, just trying to hang in there here tonight.
76 yards of rushing now for McCook on the night. And, again, good job again on Chitwood. They allowed him 6 yards there. You just don't want to let him get to the outside. He is a burner.
We've seen that a couple weeks ago. Yeah, you don't want to get him into the second tier of the defense.
That spells trouble if that happens.
Third down, 15 yards to go. Chitwood wants to throw the football. Rolls to his right. Chitwood throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete on the far sideline. The intended receiver over there was Zane Gillen. The Patriots had coverage, and on fourth down and 15 yards to go, the Bison will have to punt the football away.
Well, and that was only a six-play drive as McCook had the football into Adams Central territory, and then the block in the back put the ball back down to the 41-yard line, and now we're going to have a punt from McCook. It's going to be number 15, Tyson Carr, punting, and, Jake Fowler. Back deep, very dangerous for AC.
All right, Carr grabs the ball. Good snap. He gets it away. Going to kick to Fowler as he comes up to grab the ball at about the 10-yard line. Back to the 15. Fowler puts a move out at the 20. 25 out to the 27-yard line. And just maybe a half a shimmy shake away, Jimmy, from taking that one downfield a little bit further. 41-yard kick, about a 16-yard return. And the Adams Central Patriots will have the ball here, gang, with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the second quarter, tied up at 7 points apiece.
One guy that really has followed in my footsteps, I know he has not seen me do the shimmy shake, but Jake Fowler has a lot of shake and a lot of bake and a little shimmy into his step. Fowler having a good night tonight. He nearly got loose there. The Patriots will take over at the 27-yard line.
That's their own 27. Here's a direct snap down to Fowler as he tries to get outside on the Wildcat at the 30-yard line after the 32. So Fowler picks up about 5 yards in a play on the direct snap. Bill Carlin, that sneaky little devil, got the Wildcat installed here now as Fowler takes it on the direct snap out to about the 32-yard line. A pickup of about 5 yards in a play, second down and 5 now for the Adams Central Patriot offense.
Well, you didn't think that Bill Carlin was just going to lay around and bring in the same offense and the same type formations as he did a couple of weeks ago. No, he was to the book studying.
There's a Goldenstein. He hands the ball away to Cutterford. Penalty flags come down as Cutterford is down at about the 38-yard line. And a penalty flag comes flying in from behind the Adams Central offense.
Yeah, that come from the Adams Central backfield and probably in an area holding. Yeah, Adams Central starting to head the other direction. That was a nice run by Cutterford. He was able to get enough for the first down. So there again, we talk about mistakes you cannot have. That was a first down, but it's going to be negated by that penalty. As they will march this off against AC. That is AC's second penalty of the evening.
All right, so we're down to a minute and 57 seconds to play. Omaha Burke has the lead in Class A over Papillion La Vista South. The score is 14-0. 7 minutes to play in the first half of that one. So with a penalty, they'll bring the ball back here to about the 25, where Adams Central will be looking at second down and about 12 yards to go. Patriots moving from our left to our right. In the second period here, a minute and 55 seconds to play until halftime. Brunas splits out wide to the right side now for Adams Central. Also a wide out to the left side. Here's Goldenstein, play action pass. He wants to throw. He throws it downfield. Pruna is out here. The pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted at the 35-yard line. Back there, Zane Gillen. Gillen for the McCook Bison. He went step for step with the Bruna for Adams Central, and Gillen picks it off at the 35-yard line, and the Bison have the ball.
Well, we talked about turnovers, probably not a huge one. That's almost like a punt because it's got the football down to the 35-yard line. So they air one out. They go for the deep ball to Bruna, and I think Ryan just mistimed his jump there as he went up a little early, much taller than the guy that was out there on him in Gillen, but mistimed it, and Gillen able to make the pick.
Here's a Chitwood with the ball now, hands it away, 35-40, out to the 43-yard line of the 44. Running the ball there for the McCook Bison was Kyle Stewart. Stewart bringing the ball to the 43, a pickup of about 9 yards in the play. Clock is running at 1:21 left. It was not a big penalty, but you don't want to give McCook any chances here on offense. I'd much rather have the ball, I think, to wind out the clock in the first half rather than make my defense stay out there.
Well, exactly.
Here's a... another run by Stewart, slips outside across the 50, down to the Adams Central 45-yard line. So now the McCook Bison going to start thinking points here. That was Stewart, back-to-back carries, Kyle Stewart. He's the guy who actually replaced the Jake Schlager, who broke his leg following the Adams Central game earlier this season. Schlager was the starting eye back, broke his leg, and now we've seen a Stewart in there. He's had back-to-back carries here in this possession.
Well, and now with inside a minute to go, poor tackling by Adams Central has allowed the Bison to get into Patriot territory, and Chitwood does have a great leg.
There's a reverse, and now they want to throw the football. Terry's got the ball. That's a Cherry with the ball. He throws it downfield. It's going to be caught down at the 21-yard line. They get the ball to Chitwood. A throw back to the quarterback as Cherry came back around on the reverse, and Cherry gets the ball downfield as he throws it back to Matt Chitwood down there, the quarterback, and now the Bison have the football down at the 21-yard line of Adams Central.
Well, and Jeff Gross a little razzle-dazzle from the McCook sidelines as Cherry did a great job waiting for Chitwood to make the break, 22 on the game.
There's a Stewart with the ball. Stewart angles off on the right side, hanging on. The Patriots down there at the 20-yard line. Stewart takes the ball down to about the 19. McCook has still got a timeout, a couple of timeouts left here. They're going to burn one right here. We've got 33 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Bison looking for points here at the end of the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 7, McCook 7.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in McCook, halftime score, Blair nothing, Elkhorn nothing. That's a halftime score. No score between Blair and Elkhorn. It's 7-7 here, Adams Central and McCook. The Bison thinking points here at the end of the second quarter after a nice long pass from Cherry to Chitwood. McCook now looking at a second down situation. Second down, 6 yards to go. They've got the ball at the Adams Central 19-yard line. Chitwood up under center, backs up. He throws the ball. It's going to be caught and then dropped. Caught and dropped down there inside the 10-yard line. Woodke was the intended receiver for the Bison. Clock is stopped now with 29 seconds to play.
Well, and Woodke, the go-to guy as far as receiving him and Cherry, and Woodke was wide open. He had to go down to a knee to try to field that one. But he aided the Adams Central defense by just simply dropping that to the turf. So they'll bring up a third down, 3rd and 6, ball on the AC 19, 29.3 seconds left till halftime.
All right, here's Chitwood. He backs up. Here comes the pressure. Chitwood throws. The ball is going to be caught. That's a Wetke with the ball, and down he goes He's got it down to about the 8-yard line of Adams Central. Tackle is made in there by Buzz Niederklein. And now McCook quickly up to the line of scrimmage. They've got the ball down here, 22 seconds to play. They've got it at about the 9-yard line of Adams Central. They will go without a huddle right here. The officials say, yeah, we're ready to play, and they'll spike the ball. So they'll spike the ball. That brings up a second down situation now. Second down and goal. McCook has got the ball at the Adams Central 9-yard line. Now with 20.8 seconds to play in the second period.
54 yards on this drive already. Remember, we had talked about the mistakes. We didn't think it was probably going to be too big a one because it was a long pass play, but the interception could prove to be devastating here for AC at the end of the half if McCook is able to go in for a touchdown here.
Second down and goal from the 9-yard line. Chitwood backs up, and now we got a penalty flag down. They blow this baby dead. McCook may have been in motion here as the official is going to step in here. It was second down and goal from the 9-yard line, and they blow the play dead. It's going to go on the Bison. Here's the call. Illegal procedure on McCook. That will bring the ball back out to the 14-yard line.
Well, that is four penalties now on McCook as they didn't have anything straightened after the timeout. Jeff Groh's able to get in the huddle, but, again, a guy jumps a little early. So they'll bring the football back out to the 15-yard line where they'll have 19.1 seconds left to go here to operate.
That ball just inside the 15. Two wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Chitwood will stand in the shotgun here. Now an empty backfield is at the one lone back. Now the ball slides through Chitwood's hands. It's back here to the 30-yard line. Chitwood has got the ball. He scrambles to his right. He throws the ball into the end zone. It's incomplete. 11 seconds to play. So that snap came back. Chitwood could not control the snap, and it goes bouncing behind him. He finally picks it up on a hop back here at the 30-yard line, rolls to his right, trying to find somebody down there about the 5-yard line, overthrows his man, incomplete pass, and it's now third down.
And a couple of guys in pursuit there. I know Jesse Ackerman was one of them. He was frothing at the mouth trying to get to Chitwood. I've got news for Jesse. He's not going to run and catch him. But again, that Chitwood, very dangerous as he gets the outside. He looked downfield and tried to get it to Woodkey. He was open. But the ball was overthrown, and a possible big mistake there by McCook as we've drawn to 11.5 seconds left to go. Third down, a big stop here, and they'll have to go for a field goal.
Third down and goal from just inside the 15-yard line. Here's Chitwood with the ball, and another penalty flag comes down. They blow this one dead. It was third and 15 for the touchdown, and it looks like it's going to go against McCook again. So the Bison shooting themselves in the foot here. They had a golden opportunity to put six on the scoreboard. Now they're going to march off another penalty here on the Bison. Going to cost them another 5 yards. Brings the ball back out to the 20-yard line, where it's going to bring up a third down and goal from the 20 with 10.1 seconds to play.
Well, and all it really does is take them a little farther away from the end zone, and the threat of them scoring a touchdown kind of goes, the percentages go down a little bit. They haven't taken Chitwood out of field goal range because I've seen his leg in pregame, and he's plenty within the range of his leg.
Third down and goal from the 20-yard line. Chitwood rolls to his right. Here comes the pressure. Chitwood holds it. His pass is tipped and nearly intercepted. Buzz Niederklein had his hands on the ball down there. Radham Central, but could not pull it in. Down around the 10-yard line, an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up fourth down and goal for the 20.
I tell you what, if you're an Adams Central fan, you have to be pleased to know that there are a lot of youngsters on this football team that have really rose to the occasion. As we got a McCook timeout, but boy, what a great story. Buzz Niederklein, only a sophomore, 5'7", had a pick last week against Gehring in Hastings, and he has had a tremendous season, just a sophomore. For Bill Carlin.
All right, we'll take a break. 5 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's Adams Central 7, McCook 7.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Junietta.
1230 KHAS.
Michael O. Jimmy Purcell back here at McCook. Now we're going to have a field goal attempt on fourth down and goal from the 20-yard line. Ball is going to be spotted at the 27, a 37-yard field goal attempt here from Matt Chitwood. Ball is down and the kick is up. And the kick goes off of the right side. It's going to be good, just inside the right upright, and that baby was just long enough, Jimmy. It just gets over the crossbar. The official stood right there, and it just got in the right upright there for the McCook Bison.
Boy, just barely. As I had mentioned, I watched Chitwood in pregame. He has got a huge leg, but he really decelerated as he got into the football, I think trying to just get the accuracy down. He nearly missed that as it slid to the right, but the interception only yields 3 points for McCook. And with 0.2 seconds left here, probably just a squib kick along the ground. And AC can get in the locker room, but they trail by 3 here.
All right, we'll take a break. It's McCook 10, Adams Central 7.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, McCook's now got the lead. The score is 10-7. Bison out on top following the field goal from Chitwood, and that's what Matt's going to do is just knock the ball down along the ground. AC will pick it up at the 15-yard line after the 20-25, and the half is going to be over. Ball is brought back by Ryan Bruna. So a great first half here for Adams Central, but they're still trailing in the ball game as they yield an 8-play, 54-yard drive following that interception from Goldenstein. The McCook Bison get on the scoreboard with a 37-yard field goal from Matt Chitwood. We'll take a break. We're at halftime here tonight. The score at the halftime break, it is McCook 10, Adams Central 7.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Coverage of the 2011 state football playoffs presented in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth. One of the many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. It is McCook out on top of Adams Central here at halftime. The score is 10-7. First quarter scoreless tonight. McCook finally got into the end zone following a 13-play, 70-yard drive. Started in the first quarter, ended in the second period. Matt Chitwood took it in from 1 yard out. The point after touchdown was good. McCook had the lead 7-0 with 10:56 to play in the first half. Adams Central comes right back on their next drive. They go 14 plays, 71 yards. They get a 4-yard touchdown run from Jake Fowler. The point after touchdown was good to tie the score at 7 points apiece. Adams Central had the ball back late in the second quarter. Kyle Goldenstein throws an interception for Adams Central. McCook puts together an 8-play, 54-yard drive. And finally, they get a 37-yard field goal from Matt Chitwood with 0.2 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And the Bison, Jimmy, with a lead here at halftime on a score of 10-7.
Well, and everything that Bill Carlin wanted to do is just kind of control the clock, keep their hands on the football, have some long time-consuming drives. They have done that here. But again, the turnover, we talked about it, having to play a perfect ball game against this very talented McCook ball club. And so far, so good as the Patriots just trail by 3 here at half. Looking at the passing statistics for McCook so far in the game, their quarterback, Matt Chitwood, 6 of 13 passing, 83 yards. Actually, that's little miss there. Cherry had one pass completion to Chitwood on the reverse, but passing stats for McCook in the half, 6 of 13, 83 yards through the air for the Bison. The Bison with 21 rushes tonight for 99 yards, so 182 yards of total offense, 10 first downs in the first half for the Bison. Some individual leaders coming in, the running back to replace the Schlager, and Kyle Stewart, 6 carries, 42 yards. Chitwood, 9 carries, 31 yards. He has the lone touchdown for the Bison of 1 yard. And the other guy, the fullback in there for McCook, Justin Terry. Terry with 7 carries and 26 yards in the half. For Adams Central, their two quarterbacks have combined 3 of 7 passing, 41 yards, 1 interception here in the first half. 21 totes for AC, 91 yards, so 132 yards of total offense, 7 first downs for AC in the half. Individual leaders receiving, Jesse Ackerman, the highlight reel so far, making a couple of nice catches, 2 catches, 33 yards for Ackerman. Ryan Bruna, 1 reception and 8 yards. We look at rushing numbers, no surprise here. Jake Fowler, 16 carries, 71 yards. He has the only touchdown for AC, that coming from 3 yards out. Fowler now on the season at even 1,600 yards, 17 touchdowns on the ground for him this year. Kyle Cutterford, by the way, 3 carries and 14 yards, 7 first downs for AC in the half. But as we had mentioned, try to keep that high-powered McCook offense on the sidelines. They've done a pretty good job so far. They give away the long turnover. McCook was able to drive down, but then aided by a couple of penalties, pushed them back out away from the goal line, and they were able to just sneak in a field goal from Chitwood, and that's the way we are here at halftime, as we're going to have quite a halftime show here, I'm quite sure, as the Bison lead at 10-7.
All right, some other scores earlier today in Class A. It was Papillion La Vista beating Lincoln Southwest by a score of 40-34. Other scores in this evening's action in Class B, Gretna is leading Ralston 17-3. They've got 8:36 to go before halftime tonight. At the halftime break, it is Blair nothing, Elkhorn nothing. Winner of this ball game will play the winner of that Blair-Elkhorn game in the semifinals next Friday night. Aurora has got the lead over Crete tonight, 7-6 at halftime. 7-6, Aurora with a lead over Crete here tonight in high school football. Other action going on. It is Omaha Burke out on top of Papillion La Vista South in the Class A quarterfinals. The score is 21-0. They've got 4 minutes to play in the first quarter of that ball game. We'll have scores for you throughout the second half here tonight, as there's 4 games going on in Class A. Actually, 3 games going on in Class A right now, and 4 games going on in Class B here tonight. But we'll get you some more scores. By the way, Omaha Burke has now gone up 28-0. 28-0, Omaha Burke over Papillion La Vista South. They've got 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. Omaha Central is out on top of Grand Island, 14-10. They got about a minute and 23 seconds to play in the first half in Grand Island. 10-7 our score here. It's McCook out on top of the Adams Central Patriots. We'll take a 1 minute timeout here. When we come back, we'll check in with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper. The Broncos on the road tomorrow as they play the Red Raiders out of Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa. We'll hear from the coach as we continue. By the way, the halftime show brought to you by Tice Auto Care of Hastings, your full-service total car care center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 36 years in business, you can trust that Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care can keep your vehicle in tip-top shape. Tice Auto Care at 3rd in Denver and Hastings. We'll have more after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
And we're talking with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper. Again, Hastings College will be in action tomorrow on the road playing in Orange City, Iowa against the 20th ranked team in the country in Northwestern, the Red Raiders and the Broncos tomorrow afternoon. Coach, we head on the road. We play another nationally ranked team as Northwestern tomorrow. This is going to be a tough task tomorrow.
It will really be a tough task. You know, Northwestern's a great football team, but this is why you coach. This is why you play the game, so we're looking forward to it.
We have not had a whole lot of success on the road this season. In fact, we have not won yet. We're 0-3 on the road, but it's going to be a tough game. But, yeah, we prepare the same way, don't we, for a home game or an away game?
We really do. I mean, the only difference is with the days that we leave. You know, tomorrow we're leaving tonight for the game up there, and it's just a mindset. We got to stop worrying about it and play football.
You guys are coming off of a big win over a nationally ranked team a week ago in Doan, beating those guys 19-17. Big key, is keep the momentum going, keep this program in the forward direction, right?
That was a huge step last week, you know, and I want to give credit to all our players and our coaches. I mean, there's a lot of points in that game where we could have just folded and given up and be like, oh, here it goes again, but we didn't. We rallied. We got to build off of that. When you're trying to build a program and you get ready to play another nationally ranked team back-to-back, you know, we just got to go out there, and they're going to make football plays. We're not a bad football team. Let's see if we can make them too.
Really, in order for this program to take the next step, we got to come up with a signature win on the road, don't we?
We definitely do. I mean, like we always say, and we've talked about this, good teams win at home. They protect their house. Great football teams win on the road. And when we're striving to be a great football team, we got to go up against the best in the nation, try and steal one.
Last week against Doan, you got outgained in the ball game, had 170 yards in penalties, lost the time of possession. How did we win that ball game last week?
I tell you what, this is going to sound goofy, but we won it because our kids wanted to win. I mean, they played hard. They didn't get frustrated, you know. And yeah, I'll joke with you all the time. Now, I'm not a stat guy. Thank God I'm not a stat guy because that would have been a bad day. But, you know, we won because our kids stayed calm under pressure and our coaches stayed calm and we communicated and we played football.
Johnny Garcia hitting a field goal with 1:47 to play in the ball game to give Hastings the lead. But the defense then had to come back out and hold Doan. In fact, they went to three plays an hour, I think, on the next series.
You know, that's, you know, Coach Brown with our D-line and Coach Westfall with our secondary, they made some adjustments at halftime. We widened our defensive ends out. We rolled some coverages, and that was something we didn't do in the first half when they really got us in the air and on the ground. So credit to those guys, you know, and Johnny for nailing that. That was a big kick, and Johnny got beat up worse, I think, when he came over the sidelines than anybody did during the day. But it was a good game.
The last 3 or 4 weeks, the defense has taken some strides. This has been a very tough defense to run anything against.
Really proud about how those guys have bought into some of the tweaks that we've done. I mean, we've ran this stack defense now for about the past 5 years. Kyle Westfall, Jordan Brown come in with, hey, why don't we look at this? Why don't we look at that? And to our kids' credit, they didn't blink an eye. They're thinking, okay. And you know, Indy's playing well. Tyson's playing well. Alec Diffendaffer's like another coach out there. Quincy John, Riley Nicholas coming up big. So those guys are really doing a good job, and it's fun to watch them fly around.
Yeah, Riley Nicholas had a couple of interceptions in the ball game a week ago. Hopefully he can continue that streak here today. Tomorrow, Northwestern, the opponents tomorrow, coaches, a very good football team, offensively, defensively, special teams, probably the most complete team that we have faced so far.
Without a doubt, and you can look at the stats and you can kind of see where they're ranked. You know, they struggled the first 3 games of the season. They made a quarterback change, and they're just flying on all cylinders. They're well coached. Their coaches have been there for a while. Players stay there. That's a huge part of their success.
The main man on the offensive side of the ball is Brandon Smith. He's a running back. He's got 826 yards so far this season. Led the GPAC in rushing a year ago. He's back up there again this year. And Smith is going to be a load to handle.
Best tailback in the conference, in my opinion. I mean, he is a load. They like to hit him first with a dive, which you usually don't see. The leading rusher in this option stuff is usually their option back. He's the first guy, and he hits that in the AB gaps, and he's north and south right now. He's got big old legs. We better get at least 2 guys on him tackle him today.
Talk about their offense. This is going to be like an option style of a system, isn't it?
Very much spread option, kind of like Florida a few years ago. They got a quarterback that's kind of the trigger man. He's a really good athlete. Their offensive line does a good job with their pull scheme and their zone scheme. Their receivers block hard. I mean, sometimes when you see a running team, receivers don't work that hard. These guys are working hard. They're cutting. They're good cutters. So it's going to be – they're really good on offense.
Coach, talk about their quarterback in Davis Blumendahl.
What he brings to the table is he's a little bit more athletic. He can move around. That gets him out of trouble when they get into passing situations. Now we're going to try and roll some coverages and show him some different looks. He is a young guy, but he's pretty athletic, so we want to contain him.
Defensive side of the ball, another Jensen at Northwestern. This is Aaron Jensen. He's their leading tackler, and he's going to be a loaded linebacker.
How many of those Jensens are there in this band?
Check the graduation there at Northwestern. How many of these guys they have here?
I tell you what, I've been in this league for a long time, and every year there's always a linebacker at Northwestern. But he's a heck of a football player. And, again, he's side-to-side, a kid that big. He's side-to-side. He'll walk up and play some D-line from a linebacker stance. You know, he can cover people man-to-man. So now what a lot of people are doing is they're running away from him. He's so daggum fast, he can catch him from behind with his fits. And then that makes him run into Isaiah Twitty, who I think is almost as good as a Jensen kid. I mean, he can cover receivers, and then they like to blitz him. So they're really good on defense.
Probably the best linebacking core that we've seen, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. From five, all, you know, from their outsides all the way through their other outside. They're really good.
How do we attack the defense tomorrow?
We got to get them outflanked a little bit. We got to get them gashed. What we're going to do is we're going to put the ball in John's hands, let him run around a little bit. You know, and what we got to do is play action pass, because their linebackers are aggressive downhill type of kids. I mean, even if they think it's a run, they're going to be at the line of scrimmage. So we got to be able to dump that pass on them a little bit and hopefully get behind them.
And how do we stop their offense? As a team that is on top of the conference in scoring average, averaging 35.7 points per ball game.
It seems like every week we're going against the number one offense in the conference.
Why is that?
I don't know, but I'm going to blame the scheduling guys here in a little bit. What we got to do, we're not going to stop them. We got to slow them down with this spread option. And you don't see a lot of spread option teams being this type of explosive. So what we got to do is we got to play disciplined football. We got to get them off the field. We got to frustrate them a little bit.
Are they getting a lot of big plays, a lot of long plays, or just a team that can grind it down the field and get into the end zone?
They just wear you out. I mean, against Dakota Wesleyan in the second half, I mean, they had 20-yard runs, they had 30-yard runs, and what they do is just wear you out, and they just beat on you, beat on you, beat on you. So we're going to have to rotate our guys quickly. We're going to have to make sure we get at least two hats on Smith. You know, and again, they're just, you don't hear a lot of option explosive teams. This is what these guys are. And if you look at their stats, 5-yard line and in, they've only had the ball there three times. So that's telling me their game at any point in time to go the distance.
Okay, good luck tomorrow. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Tony Harper, head coach for Hastings College. Again, airtime tomorrow will be at 12:15 for the pregame show. Kickoff at Corver Field in Orange City. We'll be at 1 o'clock. We'll have it for you. Hastings and Northwestern on 1230 KHAS.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care, corner of 3rd and Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe, Jimmy Purcell back in McCook. It's a 10-7 ball game. The Bison with a 3-point lead over Adams Central. Your halftime injury report brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Hastings Orthopedics provides a full scope of orthopedic care, including fracture care, total joint replacement, sports medicine, arthritic joint relief, hand surgery, and back and spine care, and surgery for people of all ages. Their goal has always been to provide the best service possible to getting you back to being you again. Serving Hastings and the surrounding communities, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, feel like yourself again. No major injuries in the first half of play for either ball club. Again, Brian Holland not playing for the Adams Central Patriots. Rather, Kevin Holland not playing for the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. And also not playing for McCook is Jake Schlager. He is out with a broken leg. Your halftime injury report brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist of Hastings. So a 10-7 ball game. The difference so far was that 37-yard field goal by Matt Chitwood right at the end of the second quarter. And the Bison have a 3-point lead. But I think if you're Adams Central, you're in the locker room with a lot of confidence. They have a chance, Jimmy, to win this football game tonight.
Well, they really do. And they put themselves in great position by playing pretty sound defense in that first half, being able to maintain that one long drive, and Jake Fowler capping it off with the touchdown run. So the Patriots are in position. They have one half of football to play here, and they've got a chance in McCook. They played them very tough a few weeks ago and nearly come away with a victory. But, again, I think you mentioned it in the pregame show, it is tough to beat a team a second time in the same season, let alone a few weeks away. So the Patriots really have a great opportunity right now.
Omaha Central leading Grand Island in the Class A state playoffs tonight. 21-10 is the score there. One game out of the eight already complete. That was played this afternoon at Papillion La Vista in Class A. beating Lincoln Southwest by the score of 40-34. So there's three other games going on in Class A tonight. Omaha Burke and Papillion La Vista South, Omaha Central and Grand Island, Lincoln Southeast and Millard South. In Class B in the quarterfinals, McCook and Adams Central here tonight. Blair and Elkhorn, at last check, it was still scoreless in their ball game. They were at halftime tonight. Crete and Aurora are playing tonight in Crete. And at last check, it was Aurora leading Crete at halftime by a score of 7-6. And Ralston is at home tonight to take on Gretna. The semifinals in Class B and in Class A going to be played next Friday night. And the state championship ball game, Class A, will be on November the 22nd at 7:15 at Memorial Stadium. The Class B state championship game on Monday, November 21st at Memorial Stadium, beginning at 7:15. Your halftime show has been brought to you by Tice Auto Care of Hastings. They are at 3rd and Denver. High school football from 1230 KHIS, also online tonight at www.hastingslink.com. McCook is going to get the football first to begin the second half. I think a real deciding point here, Jimmy, for the defense for Adams Central. Got to get the ball back. Do not allow McCook to put some points on the scoreboard here to begin the second half.
Well, and McCook really had a couple of nice drives in that first half, but they were they didn't benefit very well off of them. Had a couple of late penalties on that last drive going down there, which brought them farther away from the goal line, and they had to go for the field goal. But I think a big defensive stand, three and out. I know Jeff Gross wants to try to get Matt Chitwood to the outside. They have kept him hemmed in pretty good so far in the game. Chitwood with only 31 yards on 9 carries. He had run wild in that first game. As we are underway in the second half, Goldenstein into the football.
It's going to be returned here by McCook across the 20-yard line, out to the 25, to the 30, 35, 40, and nearly breaking that one. Bringing the ball all the way out to the 41-yard line, bringing the ball back is going to be Zane Gillen for McCook. High school volleyball tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia playing Wood River for the district championship. St. Cecilia has won set number 3, 25-22. So St. Cecilia now has a 2-1 advantage over Wood River. That's going on at Donovan Trumbull tonight.
That wasn't the way AC wanted to start out. They allowed a nice return. And Marcus Brown making a touchdown-saving tackle. The Bison at the 40.
Here's Chitwood. Play action pass rolls right. Chitwood, his pass is going to be caught, and it's going to be, did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. Nice job there by McCook as they bring the ball out to the 45-yard line. The Patriots drill him hard there at the 45 as he hangs on to the ball. That's Matt Collicott. Collicott, the big old tight end, coming across the field there. He was drilled by the Adams Central defense, holds on to the football. It is a pickup of about 6 yards in a play, second down and 4.
Blake Overmiller on the big stick. He timed that perfectly as Collicott turned around as soon as he caught the football, and he was stuck to the turf at the 46-yard line, second down and 4 yards here, just underway in the second half.
McCook with the ball on their own 46-yard line. Handoff goes to Stewart, angles off on the left side. That time he's going to be stuffed at the 47. Only a 1 yard play there. 1 yard gain by Kyle Stewart, the tailback for the Bison. And now it's going to bring up a third down situation here. Third down at about 3 yards to go. The Adams Central Patriot defense, they're snuffing and snorting out there right now.
I tell you what, that was that maniac on defense, Jesse Ackerman, coming in and laying the wood to Stewart. Only a 1 yard gain. Third down, big play here early in the second half for the AC defense.
Matt Chitwood sends a man in motion off to the far side. Chitwood down the line of scrimmage, hands the ball away. That's a Justin Terry. He's across the 50 inside Adams Central territory, down to the 48-yard line. So Justin Terry carries the ball there, the fullback for McCook. Nothing flashy here. McCook just lines up and goes right at you. Justin Terry picks up the first down as he takes the ball in the Patriot territory, down to the 48-yard line. Just underway here in the second half. 10-7 is the score. McCook has got the lead here in the Class B quarterfinals. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Chitwood has got the ball. Backs up. Now pumps. Throws the ball down the right sideline. It's going to be caught at the 15, 10, 5 touchdown. It is caught there by Cody Wudke. And I'll tell you what, Jake Fowler bit on that little pump fake, Jimmy. And Wudke got behind Jake Fowler. That's a touchdown, and McCook is on the scoreboard.
48 yards, Chitwood. To Woodke, and exactly an unlikely candidate to get burnt in the secondary, and it was Jake Fowler just simply bit at about the 30-yard line, and then the speedster Woodke just run right underneath that Chitwood pass and takes it in from 40 yards out. Chitwood in He's through the pipe so very quickly. This is the way that McCook team has lived all season long. Very quickly, they are on top on their first drive of the second half. They put 7 on the board.
So we've got a timeout now. 10 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. It is now McCook 17, the Adams Central Patriots 7.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So a 48-yard touchdown pass from Matt Chitwood to Cody Wutke. The PA too good, 17-7 to score now. McCook has got the lead here in the third quarter. That was a four-play, 60-yard drive. Of course, the big one, the 48-yard score. So now Chitwood has the ball teed up here at the 40-yard line. McCook doesn't pass the ball much, but what they do is usually a big play. There's the kickoff. Fowler settles under it. He's in the end zone. It's going to be a touchback. Your high school football playoffs tonight brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Now the Patriots, to me, cannot get rattled here. The Patriots need some points in the third quarter.
Well, the thing about this football team, Mike, they haven't gotten rattled all year long. They were down 14-0 to this same football team a few weeks ago and come back and almost won the thing. So they will just be under control here and just try to run the clock.
Here's Fowler across the 20, 25, 30, 35. He's out to the 40, out to the 43-yard line. A 23-yard gain by Jake Fowler. Finally brought down, downfield by the McCook Bison. That was Mitch Collicott who chases him down. That's a blast right up the middle, 23 yards for Fowler.
That is Fowler off the right side, 23-yard gain. Gets it all the way out to the 44-yard line. And if you think there's somebody that's disappointed on the sidelines, it's got to be Jake Fowler. This kid is tough, and he is determined, and he is going to try to make up for that mistake he had on that last coverage. Great job blocking by the lineman.
AC's got the ball on their own 43-yard line, looking from our right to our left. Pitchback comes here to Fowler. He's at the 40 to the 45 and knocked down hard to the 48. So Jake Fowler picks up another 5 yards in the play there for Adams Central. Brings the ball to the 48 again. Getting up at the bottom of the stack is Mitch Collicott. He is slow in getting up as he finally gets to his feet here for the Bison. So a pickup of 5 yards in the play for Fowler. It's going to bring up second down, a long five as the ball is positioned in between the 47 and the 48.
Fowler, as we had mentioned, at 1,600 yards on the season, almost to 100 yards again, 98 yards now for Jake.
All right, the Patriots come out. It's a Goldenstein play-action pass. Goldenstein stops, throws the ball across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. He had Bruna out there, but the ball was thrown low. Bruna could not pull it down. Not around the 30-yard line of McCook. Back deep for the Bison that time defensively was number 9, Zane Gillen. He's had a busy night tonight for the McCook defense.
Adams Central only throwing the football 7 times there in that first half and completing 3 of them, a couple to Ackerman and 1 to Bruna. That's the first pass here of the second half, and again, you've got to make them passes. Bruna had a step on his defender. So we got a third down and 6, the ball out at the 48-yard line.
All right, Goldenstein's going to be in the shotgun set. It's going to be a Creighton Reed in there now. Creighton Reed sets up a little screen pass. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to a Cunningford, the fullback, setting up a little fullback screen there as a Creighton Reed threw it a little bit too far, incomplete pass.
And the pressure was coming up the middle there as they tried to set up that screen. They were looking for Cunningford. That ball was grossly overthrown from Reed. So just what Jeff Gross wanted to do to start the game, not the way AC wanted to, giving up a long touchdown pass. And now we've got Rosved in to punt the football away, a 3-and-out for AC.
Austin Cherry back deep here from McCook. Rosved gets into it. Austin Cherry signals for the fair catch and makes it down here at the 10-yard line. So McCook will be back in offense. 9 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Class B state quarterfinals here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Brought to you in part by Misco's Sports in Kearney. Misco's has been keeping us better equipped for the games we play for years now. So go see them on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Get your game on at Misco's. So we're set to go offensively again for the McCook Bison. They come back out with their quarterback, Matt Chitwood. They scored in their last possession, scoring on a 48-yard touchdown pass. So Chitwood comes up here at the line of scrimmage. Takes the ball, and now he runs it around the left end. He's across the 15, out to the 20, out to the 23-yard line. Matt Chitwood, the quarterback there, brings the ball to the 23 for the Bison. Tackle is made in there by Kyle Cutterford of Adams Central. So 17-7 is the score. The Cook Bison, undefeated, ranked number one in Class B, leading the upset-minded Adams Central Patriots here tonight. The Cook scoring in the final play of the second quarter to grab a 10-7 halftime advantage. They've already added a touchdown here in the third. It's first down, 10 yards to go. McCook with the ball now on their own 22-yard line. Chitwood under center, backs in the I formation. Chitwood waiting for the snap. He's got it, handoff. They give it to Stewart. Stewart picks up a yard. Stewart picks up a yard there for McCook. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central's Nathan Hendricks, the defensive end for the Pats. Second down, 9 yards to go as they move the ball close to the 24-yard line.
Well, we go back to that last carry from Chitwood. He picked up nearly 12 yards and another first down. He is just so patient back there. Really, Paul, he's his blockers nice through the hole. He just kind of puts his hand up on their back and follows them through there. Very headsy quarterback.
Here's Chitwood again. Play action pass. He wants to throw. Rolls to his left. Look out. Here comes the pressure. Chitwood rolls, and he's still got the ball. 25 to the 30. Down the sideline to the 35. He's knocked out of bounds. The Patriots had a chance on him back there in the secondary, or back there in the backfield. Austin Boner was giving chase there for the AC defense, but couldn't quite get to the quarterback, Chitwood. He got outside, and that's where he's dangerous, Jimmy, as he brings the ball up to the 35-yard line. That is another first down for the Bison.
That is the 13th time we've heard this crowd down in front of us yell, first down. But another nice run by Chitwood. He is dangerous, forced out of the pocket. He picks up 13 more now, with 11 carries and 54 yards on the night for Chitwood.
Two wide receivers split out to the right side. Now one of them, Cherry, goes off in motion off to the left side as Chitwood hands the ball away. Big hole right up the gut, 40, 45-yard line. Still on his feet to the 50, inside Patriot territory, down to the 48. That is Justin Terry, the big old fullback again, busting through there and busting tackles as he takes the ball to the Adams Central 48. And for the 14th time tonight, that is a first down for the Bison.
Boy, and Ryan Bruner right now is pulling rubber cleats from his teeth as he was absolutely buried by Terry as he got out into the open. Bruna met him head on, and the big fullback at 210 pounds absolutely buried Bruna. Picks up 16 yards, and now the Bison on the move again at the Patriot 48-yard line.
Already leading in the ball game 17-7. Here he comes again across the 45 down to the Adams Central 40-yard line. Justin Terry, boy, he's bigger than some of the defensive linemen and linebackers we've seen in a long time. We got him listed at 6'1", 210 pounds. As Justin Terry bangs his way down to the Adams Central 39-yard line. That is a pickup of 9 yards in the play, second down and one.
And with that carry, Justin Terry, the fullback, is your leading ball carrier in the game for McCook at 10 carries and 65 yards. He's a load to bring down. He drug a couple of Patriots along with him. Second down and one, the ball at the AC 40-yard line.
Here's a Chitwood, hands the ball away now to a Stewart. Angles off the left side. He's across the 40-yard line, 35 down to the 34-yard line. Boy, the McCook Bison just lining up right now and powering the ball right at this Adams Central Patriot defense. Adams Central has had the ball for only 3 plays of this third quarter. We're down to 7 minutes to play. Other than that, it's in the power of McCook here.
That is 15 first downs, 5 here in the second half. And McCook with 8 carries, 61 yards in this third quarter, and they really are doing anything they want right up front. They're winning the battle on that line of scrimmage.
First down, 10 yards to go. Chitwood wants to throw. His pass is nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted there by the Pats.
That was
Buzz Nadefine was the guy who got his hands on it, and he had a lot of real estate out in front of him, but he could not come down with a pass. It's incomplete. Second down and 10.
The gifted sophomore had a lot of green grass out in front of him. If he picks that off, he wants another shot at it. I'm sure that would have been pick six. Although Chitwood, the quarterback, has got some blazing speed. Nevertheless, ball's incomplete, and it brings up a second down and 10 from Adams Central's 40, 35-yard line.
All right, here's Chitwood again, up under center, backs to the I formation. He's going to run the football himself. He doesn't get far. Takes the ball down to about the 33, a pickup of 1 yard on the play. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and about 9 yards to go here for the Bison. Clock is running, 6 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the third quarter. McCook is out on top of Adams Central by a score of 17-7.
Jesse Ackerman in on that last tackle. able to get his big old hooks around Chitwood, bringing down for a short gain. Third down, we'll call it 8 yards to go here. They've got the ball inside the Adams Central 35-yard line.
Here's a Chitwood wants to throw the ball. His pass is deflected down. It is deflected down by the Patriots, and getting his hands in there was in Nathan Hendricks, number 51 for the Patriot defense. And now it's fourth down at about 8 or 9 yards to go here. Ball is down here at the Adams Central 33. And now if you're Jeff Gross, what do you do here? Kind of in no man's land here with 6:05 to play in the third quarter.
Well, we know that Chitwood has a good leg, but this would be a bomb of a field goal. And we'll see what he elects to do. I believe they're going to go for it. We see that's Austin Cherry bringing in the play along with Zane Gillen. So McCook will go for it. Fourth down and about 8 here for the Bison.
A big defensive play here for Adams Central. Fourth down. Chitwood rolls to his right. Holds it. Now throws it wide open. And he overthrows his man down at the 5-yard line. He overthrows his man down there, Austin Cherry, at the Adams Central 5-yard line. That was 6 points all over that baby, and he overthrows it.
And the guy that brought the play in from head coach Jeff Gross, Austin Cherry, gets loose. He runs right by Blake Overmiller and Ryan Bruna. And Chitwood, seeing how open he was down the left hash, threw it off his back foot just a little too far. That was 6 points that went away by the incompletion. So now the AC defense bent a little bit. They didn't break, and they take over. The offense does now on the 32-yard line.
All right, Goldenstein comes out here now for Adams Central. Play action pass. Goldenstein wants to throw. His pass is caught out here at the 45-yard line to the 50, and he's run out of bounds here on the near sideline. They get the ball to Jesse Ackerman, a big, tall target there. A pass right on the money by Goldenstein. He takes the ball down to the McCook 48-yard line. That is a first down for the Patriots.
That is 3 catches now and 50 yards as Jesse Ackerman showing the good, soft hands he's got. He gets a nice pass from Creighton Reed. And that play goes for 17 yards. Now Adams Central on the march. They've got it in McCook territory down at the 49.
Reed is in there right now. First down, 10 yards to go. They mark this baby at the 49. Reed wants to throw again. His pass is going to be tipped.
It's going to be
caught here by Overmiller. Overmiller has a pass deflected away from him, and he keeps after it. Overmiller comes down with a football and takes the ball inside the 30-yard line to the 28.
Great concentration. That goes for 21 yards across the middle. Overmiller really emerged as an outstanding receiver for Bill Carlin in that Aurora football game when he went yard against Randy Hubert's troops. But here he hauls in a deflected pass. Good concentration. 21 yards. The Patriots now on the move inside the McCook 30. They've got it down at the 26-yard line.
5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. This is Goldenstein back in there now for Adams Central. He's going to hand the ball away to Bruna. Bruna's at the 25-yard line. Spins, takes the ball down to the 20, maybe to the 19. Tackle is made in there by McCook. And coming up to make the stop that time was Tyson Carr, who's into the ball game now for McCook. A nice pickup there as they take the ball down to about the 19-yard line. AC now in the red zone here, trailing in the ball game by a score of 17-7.
Chewing nice chunks of yardage up, gains of 17, 21, and 7 on the Bruna carry on the three last plays. And AC now, they've got her down at the 20-yard line of McCook.
Creighton Reed in there now at quarterback, turns, hands the ball away to Fowler, angles right side, gets you there across the 15-yard line, down to about the 10, down to the 9-yard line before it's brought down. So he's found a little bit of a seam there, and that's all Fowler needs as he took it out for the right side. And now the Patriots are knocking on touchdown door. It is first down and goal from the 9-yard line of the Bison.
11th first down for Adams Central tonight. Jake Fowler now 19 carries and 109 yards, one touchdown. He almost got loose there. He picks up 11, and he's got AC at a first and goal at the 9.
All right, Goldenstein with the ball to Fowler. Fowler looks outside. He is hit, and he still springs forward down to about the 5-yard line. He was stopped there in the backfield as he broke her outside, and Fowler uses the power to bring her down to about the 5-yard line. So AC, I'm sure, will have three cracks at things here from the 5, trailing in the ball game by a score of 17-7. We've got 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central with the ball right at the 5-yard line of McCook. Wide receivers puts out wide to the left side. That's going to be Bruna. Your tight end is going to be Ackerman, lined up to the left side of the formation. Back stacked up in the eye. Handoff goes to Fowler, sweeping left side. Fowler is brought down at the 4. Fowler is brought down in the play. That's a Cherry into the stop there for McCook. Also getting over there was Clint Beglin. Beglin, one of the defensive tackles at 240 pounds, brings down Fowler. Jake takes the ball down to about the four-yard line. Now it's on the near side hash mark. We're down to 3:36 to play in the third quarter. McCook leading by the score of 17 to 7. Adams Central trying to stuff one in right here. Third down and goal from the four-yard line of McCook. Goldenstein in there in the shotgun set. Goldenstein with the ball, fakes it, throws it in the end zone. Touchdown! Ackerman grabs the ball. A reception made in the end zone for the touchdown, and the Patriots are on the scoreboard. A four-yard touchdown pass. Goldenstein to Jesse Ackerman.
That is 54 yards on four receptions for Jesse Ackerman tonight, and a great job there, just a pump fake. Ackerman was lined up as the wideout on the left side and just run a slant pattern in, and Goldenstein hits him in stride. He was wide open, and the Patriots, that quick drive right downfield against this McCook defense, and now chance for Destras in for a chance to put the AC Patriots down. They would trail only by three here if this is good.
All right, Vorderstrass in there. Comes with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Ball is down, and the kick is up, and the kick is going to be no good.
That was tipped. Somebody got in there and got their hands on
yeah.
it.
So
it didn't clear the end line.
So the PAT is no good by Vorderstrass. Could be a big miss there. So we've got a timeout now, 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play in quarter number three. It's now McCook 17, Adams Central, rather McCook 17, Adams Central 13.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at McCook. It's now a 17-13 ball game. Our 2011 high school football coverage brought to you in part this week by Hastings 5 Points Bank and by Misco Sports out of Kearney. 3:19 to play. Wow, great football game again tonight. 17-13 the score now. The Bison out on top, and now the Adams Central Patriot defense, Jimmy, has to come up with a stop here in the third quarter.
Well, they do, and Bill Carlin and these cardiac kids have been in so many close games this season with top-notch teams across the state in Class B. They have really held in there. They're not rattled. They went down by 10 points, but they take the ball all the way downfield, punch it in. Now Goldenstein will be into the football here as AC trails by four.
There's the run up, and the boot is going to go off of Cherry's hand to the five-yard line. He picks it up at the eight. Cherry is back to the 15, and he's going to be knocked down right around the 20-yard line. AC down there in on the special teams. Getting back there for Adams Central. One of the guys to make the stop was Jared Fuller. Fuller, a 5'10" senior down on special teams, making the stop there for the Patriots. So now the Bison have the ball right at the 20-yard line. McCook working from our left to our right. They have scored on a long touchdown pass thrown from Chitwood to Wetke so far here in this third quarter. And here's that Chitwood. He hands the ball away. McCook's just going to grind the ball and look at him move the pile. They move the pile all the way out to the 25-yard line. A pickup of 5 yards on the play there by the McCook Bison. As they go with Justin Terry again, that's a big old fullback. Takes the ball to the 25. Second down and 5 yards to go.
Would Justin Terry qualify for having wing wall? He is a big boy. Tony Harper threw the wing wall word out there a couple of weeks ago for a big fullback, but Terry, a bruiser in there, picks up five.
There's a Chitwood. Play action pass. He's under pressure. Look out. Gets away. Chitwood gets away from another man and throws the ball into the McCook bench. They had two defenders back there for Adams Central. Bill Carlin's pleading for an intentional grounding call. One of the guys that get through there was Boner. And now Bill Carlin says, where's the flag? As Chitwood just throws the ball on the McCook bench.
Yeah, Bill Carlin almost out to the numbers here right down in front of us. He wants an explanation. He's gonna get one because he's inching his way out there to about the 30-yard line, and they are ignoring Bill Carlin over here. But it's going to bring up a third down and about five for McCook.
The ball is at the 25-yard line. That's the McCook 25. The Adams Central Patriot defense needs a stop here. Chitwood in the shotgun. He's got the ball. He's going to run it himself. He's got the big old fullback out in front of him. He's pulled down from behind. A great defensive play there. Ackerman is over there for Adams Central. Also getting over there for the Patriots was number 70. That's Derek Nissen. Nissen on defense pulls down Chitwood. Matt did not quite get to the corner there. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. And now it's going to be McCook punting the football away.
Well, and on that far sideline, Chitwood is up and off the field, but he was very slow in getting up. And now you see a host of trainers down there. They'll tend to Chitwood as he was drugged down. Great defensive play by Derek Nissen. Jake Fowler now to return the punt. AC should get pretty good field position here. Jake will stand at his own yard line, and now we're going to have a timeout. Timeout, Jeff Gross and the McCook Bison.
All right, 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. McCook out on top of Adams Central. It's the Bison 17, the Patriots 13.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Number one ranked McCook is hanging on here tonight at 17-13.
Well, head coach Bill Carter. Catch at his own 30-yard line, so a nice punt there.
Tyson Carr.
Yeah, nice punt by Tyson Carr. That one traveled 40 yards. Nice high punt.
So Adams Central will get the ball back. We're in the third quarter, gang. 2:03 to play. Class B quarterfinals here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The last check, Blair and Elkhorn was still scoreless. That was a halftime score. Get you some updates here as this ball game unfolds. But Adams Central has got the ball back here. First down, 10 yards to go. They've got it on their own 30-yard line. Patriots moving from our right to our left here in quarter number three. Goldenstein back into the ball game at quarterback. Fakes the ball to Cutterford. He throws the ball downfield.
He's there.
Got a man out there, and he can't make the catch at the 35-yard line. He had a man out there. That was Blake Overmiller. Had his man out there at the 35-yard line and overthrew him over there. Nice fake to a Cutterford inside, and then Goldenstein just wound up and took the ball down the right sideline and overthrew Blake Overmiller at the 35.
Oh, Bill Carlin winding up going for the home run ball on first down. Coming in the game, Goldenstein with over 1,000 yards of passing, having a great season. And he just tossed that one a couple of yards too far out past Overmiller's hands. Second down and 10 yards. Jake Fowler is going to split out here as a wide receiver right in front of us.
Creighton Reed is now in there at quarterback. He hands the ball away to Cutterford. Cutterford across the 30-yard line out to the 34. So a pickup of 4 yards in a play by Kyle Cutterford. And AC will be looking at third down at about 6 yards to go. Tackle is made in there by McCook and getting to there for the Bison with Austin Siss. Siss is actually their leading tackler. He's been kind of quiet tonight. Austin Siss, a 6'2", 195-pound senior. So now it's third down, 6 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball on their own 34-yard line. 1:27 to play here in the third quarter. The Patriots trail by a score of 17-13. Goldenstein back in there. Three wide receivers split out to the right side. Backing up Goldenstein. There's the pump. The fake across the middle. It's going to be the pass across the middle is going to be incomplete. Again, trying to get the ball to a Blake Overmiller. Black in coverage there for the McCook Bison again was number 9, Zane Gillen. Patriots go three plays and out. They'll have to punt.
Well, Goldenstein jacked up on that drive as he overthrew Overmiller on the first down play, and then he was looking for Blake again over here on the left side. And again, had him out there just to simply overthrew him. And now Rosbett will be in the game to punt this away. A couple of dangerous guys back deep. It's Cherry and Gillen for McCook.
All right, here's the punt by Rosbett. It's going to bounce at the 35-yard line. The Patriots down there to down the football at about the 32. That was a punt of about 33 yards on the play there by Cole Rosbett. And now the Patriots defense comes back out and trying to stop this high-powered offense one more time. 17-13 is the score. Adams Central is trailing here in this football game.
Boy, what a ball game here in McCook. As we've mentioned all night long, we come out here a few weeks ago and it boiled down to about the last play of the game for Adams Central and a chance to win it. And boy, we look like we're headed down that road again. The Patriots trail by four, 17-13, 107 left to go here in the third quarter. And McCook has got a first and 10 out at the 32-yard line.
There's a Chitwood, hands the ball away to Stewart across the 35 to the 36. Stewart picks up about 3 yards on the play. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central, and making the stop there was Nathan Hendricks. In the fourth quarter, Crete is out on top of Aurora by a score of 12-7. Lincoln Southeast and Millard South are tied up at 7 points apiece. They are in the third quarter. A final score from earlier today was Papillion La Vista coming back to beat Lincoln Southwest in Class A by a score of 40-34. So Crete has gone back out on top of Aurora, 12-7 in Class B. There's a handoff. Terry takes the ball. Justin Terry takes the ball to the 40-yard line. A pickup of a couple of yards into play, but now McCook will be looking at a third down situation. Tell you what, a lot of fans come down from Hastings for the football game here this afternoon. Patriots getting a great following here in McCook.
Yeah, they really are. A lot of people, as we ventured down to get us a couple of waters before we came back up here, a lot of AC fans here and sitting right over to the left of us. As we are going to come to the end of the third quarter, three quarters in the books. We got one quarter of football left. The team that wins advanced to the Class B semifinals, and we've got a dandy brewing here in McCook.
All right, three quarters in the books here tonight. After three, McCook leading Adams Central. The score is the Bison 17, the Patriots 13.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
As we start the fourth quarter of play, it's third down and about 2.5 yards to go from McCook. They go to Justin Terry, the big old fullback again, and he picks up the first down. Elkhorn now out on top of Crete. Elkhorn out on top of their ball game with Blair 7-0 is the score. They are in the third quarter of play. Elkhorn 7, Blair nothing. Crete out on top of Aurora 12-7. Adams Central now trailing McCook 17-13. Gretna is leading Ralston 24-3 there early in the third quarter. Here's Chitwood, his pass on the near side. It's going to be almost intercepted. Almost intercepted by Buzz Niederklein of Adams Central. The intended receiver was Zane Gillen. Niederklein two or three times tonight has had his hands on a football in that linebacker spot.
That is the second time that Buzz Niederklein has had his hands on the football out in the flats, and he had, again, a lot of green grass out there. I believe he was looking for Cherry over here, was Chitwood, and Buzz jumped right in. He jumped the pass route, about come away with a big pick, second and 10 for McCook.
That's Cherry going in motion off the far side, backs in the I formation. Here's Chitwood with the ball. He's at the 45-yard line, gets through there to the 49, and he is busted down right there at the 49 as Chitwood gets up. Knocked down hard there by Bruno, the Adams Central defense. A pickup of a couple of yards on the play for Chitwood. In fact, they give him 6 yards. Third down at about 4 yards to go. We're in the fourth quarter of play. 11-16 to play here in the Class B quarterfinals. McCook out on top of Adams Central by a score of 17-13.
Very important here. Adams Central tries to come up with a stop and not allow McCook to get down there. At least give up a field goal. You would trail by 7 as the Patriots trail by 4 now. Third down, 4 yards to go. The ball right at midfield.
Chitwood with it. He's a quarterback keeper here as he takes it up the pipe here across the 50. Spins away down to about the 47-yard line. I think he's going to be about a yard shy of a first down. They just spread the field there in the shotgun set. Chitwood takes off and a quarterback-type draw takes the ball down to the 47, and now we're going to have a timeout for a measurement. They will bring in the chains. High school football tonight from the Class B quarterfinals brought to you in part by 5 Points Bank of Hastings and also by Misco Sports out of Kearney. So a big measurement here. This would bring up fourth down if they did not get to the six. We're down to 7 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Patriots trailing by the score of 17-13. They will stretch out the chains, fourth down.
Now what do you do if you're McCook? Way out of field goal range. You got a big fullback who has run wild tonight. 14 carries, 79 yards for Justin Terry tonight. And McCook will go for it. The ball is spotted at the 47-yard line. And they will line up to go for it here. Terry will be the deep back for McCook.
All right, fourth down here, less than a yard to go from the Adams Central 47-yard line. Chitwood up under center, looks over the defense. The Patriots jump. The Patriots trying to time the snap there, Jimmy. They were coming with a blitz. They're trying to time the snap, and they jump offside. That'll give McCook a first down.
They were coming with everything but the kitchen sink on that one, and there was at least three Patriots that jumped over the line of scrimmage, and that will give McCook a first down. That is McCook's 17th first down of the evening, and they will put the ball down at the 42-yard line.
High school football tonight from 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. In the fourth quarter, now with 10.5 minutes to go, McCook with the ball down here at the Adams Central 42. Chitwood under center, brings the ball back. That's Stewart with the ball. He's across the 40, down to the Adams Central 37-yard line. Drilled on the play there by the Adams Central defense. That's Niederklein getting up there again for AC. Also Kyle Cutterford. The positive yardage there for Justin Terry as he moves the ball down to the 35-yard line of AC. It's going to bring up second down here and 4 yards to go to give him 6 yards on that last play. Ball is on the far side hash mark. McCook just trying to drive downfield here and get something out of this drive. Already leading by 4 points in this one, 17-13. That's a Gillen coming in motion on the near side. Chitwood hands the ball away. Nope, Chitwood's going to run it himself. He fakes it up inside and takes the ball down to the 30-yard line. So your quarterback, Matt Chitwood, takes the ball down to the 30. It's going to be close to another first down. The officials look and they give it to him. So first down for the McCook Bison down at the Adams Central 30. Now with 9 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Boy, the Patriot defense cannot get off of the field here in the second half.
Well, they have allowed some long drives for McCook tonight. They have bent a little, but they haven't broken. Although that one pass route, they did. But, boy, they're allowing a nice drive here as McCook's got it down to the 30-yard line.
There's a Cherry coming in motion. Now they're going to hand the ball away to Stewart. Stewart's across the 30. Takes the ball down to the 26-yard line. Just angles off on the right side. Adams Central came up with a football there, but they say he was down as he takes it down to about the 26. Tackle is made in there by Joe Meyer on the defensive line for the Patriots. So a pickup of a couple of yards on the play. Second down and about 7 yards to go. They moved the football down to the 26-yard line. Boy, you got to keep your eyes on the clock here. We're down to 9 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's exactly what I was talking about. This is a very, very big drive for the AC defense, and they're bending a little bit right now.
There's a handoff as they give the ball away. Chitwood gave away at the last second there, but the Patriots right there defensively. Little, if any, gain that time by that big old fullback in there, the big old boy, Justin Terry. The Patriots knock it down right there at about the 25-and-a-half-yard line. We'll give them the 25, the nose of the football right on the line here. Third down now again. Another big third down call for the Patriot defense. Third down and 5 yards to go. McCook has got the ball at the Adams Central 25. Clock is running at the 8:23 mark of the fourth quarter. Patriots are trailing here in the quarterfinals, 17-13. Chitwood under center. Wide receiver splits out to the left and to the right. The Patriots again, I think, jumped offside. Again, the Patriots were coming with some pressure there, Jimmy, on third down and 5 yards to go. They missed time. The snap count there from Chitwood. And we're going to have an offside call on Adams Central. The second time on this drive that they have jumped offsides on a third down situation that gives the Bison the first down.
And Adams Central coming into this second half really has played a mistake-free ball game as far as penalty goes. Two big ones on this drive. That's four penalties on the night. But again, we talked about playing a near-perfect game to defeat this McCook Bison team. And now the Patriots breaking down a little bit. As they give an automatic first down, they've got the ball at the 20-yard line with 8:03 and counting left to go.
Here's a Chitwood, hands it away again. That's a Terry sneaking through there as Terry takes it off of the right side for 3 or 4 more yards. How about a turnover right here? That would be, can you dial that up somehow? Third down and about, actually second down 5 yards ago as they take the ball down to the 15 of Adams Central.
I'd love to get my big old wrench and be able to do it right now as McCook has put the this drive together. Now they've got the ball. They're just chewing up 5, 6, 7 yards at a crack. They get 5 on that one. Brings up a second down and 5. Now the ball down to the 15-yard line.
Here's a Chitwood, hands the ball away to Terry. Terry busts one tackle and takes it down to about the 11. So that's going to bring up another third down situation. Third down and a yard or so to go. Boy, how many times has McCook converted on a third down situation? A couple of times on penalties on the Adams Central Patriot defense. Now they got a third down situation again. Third down, and they're going to call it 2 yards to go, officially at the 12-yard line of Adams Central. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Backs will be in the outset I formation now behind Chitwood, the quarterback. He sends a wide receiver to the left side. Chitwood hands the ball away to Stewart. He's at the 10-yard line. Stewart to the 5, and he almost got in there. Took the ball down inside the 5-yard line and falls down just short of the end zone. And now McCook is going to have a first down. They're going to have 4 shots at the end zone from a couple of yards out. 6:46 to play, and this drive right here, Jimmy, could be the end of the Patriots season.
It could be. It could be the reason they'll send 14 seniors out if they're not able to come up with a stop. The clock is being a big, big factor as we are down to 6:40, and McCook's got a first and goal at the 4.
All right, here's a handoff to Stewart. He is hit in the backfield by Ackerman. He leans forward, does not get in. Ackerman was the first to get to him as he is knocked down, maybe a yard gain on the play as they take it off the right side. It's now second down and goals. They've got the ball at the 2-yard line of Adams Central. High school football tonight in the Class B quarterfinals, brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings and by Misco Sports out of Kearney. This has been a dandy. It was 10-7 at halftime in favor of McCook. It's now 17-13. The Bison have the lead, but McCook knocking on touchdown door. Second down and goal from the 2-yard line of Adams Central. Here's a Chitwood. He fakes. Now takes the ball into the end zone for the touchdown. They fake the ball up inside to that big old fullback, Justin Terry. Chitwood then follows him through the hole, takes it into the end zone for the score, and it is now a 23-13 ball game in favor of the Bison.
That is the third touchdown accounted for by Matt Chitwood. One throwing, two rushing, that from 2 yards out. Chitwood now 16 carries, 73 yards on the night, and that may be the stake that goes into the Patriots' back as Chitwood's in for the PAT. The snap and the hold are good. And as well as the kick. So with 5:53 left to go, McCook has slipped a little farther in front of the AC Patriots. They lead it 24-13.
All right, we're in the fourth quarter with 5:53 to play. You're listening to High School Football.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Cars, trucks, and vans. Selection, savings, and service at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Kirshner's is also the home of A&A Auto Rental, affordable and accommodating. And if you need new tires, call Joel for the best prices. And call Bob, he's ASE certified for your mechanical needs. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
So a long time-consuming drive there for the McCook Bison. And they cap her off by a 2-yard touchdown run from Matt Chitwood. That might have been the final nail in the coffin here for AC. They're now trailing by 11 points, 24-13, with 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. That was a 13-play, 47-yard drive for the McCook Bison. 13 plays, but it chewed up a lot of time on the clock here in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's exactly what Bill Carlin wanted to do to Jeff Gross's squad tonight is chew up a lot of time, and they did a great job taking it right down the field against this Patriot defense. And the Patriots need things to happen very quickly. Bruna and Fowler back deep.
All right, here's the kickoff. Adam Central is going to get a chance at this one. This is Fowler. There's a penalty flag down. As he brings the ball upfield here to about the 15-yard line. The penalty flag went down at about the 15, so we'll check that out for you. The official's making a play. Now we got an injured Patriot down there at about the 15. So we'll check on that. Give you some scores. Omaha Central is leading Grand Island 21-10 there at halftime. At last check, Omaha Burke leading Papillion-La Vista South 28-0. Millard South leading Lincoln Southeast by the score of 7-0. Class B scores at the end of the third quarter. Elkhorn 7, Blair nothing. It's now Crete out on top of Aurora, 12-7. They're late in the third quarter. McCook is leading Adams Central now 24-13, and Gretna is leading Ralston by the score of 24-3.
And that ain't good.
Papillion-La Vista has knocked off Lincoln Southwest 40-34. That in Class A ball game play this afternoon. Injured player was a Fowler, but he's going to get onto his feet and run to the sidelines now. Fowler maybe got the wind knocked out of him there, bringing ball back on the kickoff, and now a penalty is going to be marched off on Adams Central.
That is the fifth penalty tonight on Adams Central, and to correct myself, 15 plays, 53 yards for McCook on that last drive as they started at the tail end of the third quarter, but a nice drive put together by the Bison. And now another penalty, and this pushes AC back inside the 10-yard line. They'll spot it at the 8 officially. AC needs life, and they need it in a hurry, folks.
All right, Goldenstein will come out here. Adams Central down by 11 points now in the fourth quarter. Goldenstein from his own end zone takes the ball to Cunningford. Now he's going to run the ball.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1915.
And now the trainers will come out here and tend to Chitwood.
So a nice long run there by Kyle Goldenstein. And now Chitwood is down in front of the Adams Central bench. So Chitwood is down, but Adams Central's got a little bit of life here. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play. We got an injury timeout. We'll take a break with a score. It is McCook out on top of Adams Central. The Bison 24, the Patriots 13.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
He was going to catch Goldenstein. It would have been that man right there in Chitwood, but he was shaken up on the play. He's going to be huffed to the sideline. Adams Central is not rolling over yet. Patriots are down by 11 points, but a big long run by Goldenstein has got Adams Central set up now in Bison territory. First down and 10 at the 38-yard line. Goldenstein stays in there from the shotgun, mishandles the snap, picks it off with a turf. Goldenstein winds up, throws the ball in the center of the field. The ball is going to be knocked down at the last second, down inside the 10-yard line.
How do you not throw a flag on that? Back in coverage on McCook was Alex Broadfoot. The intended receiver, was that Jesse Ackerman down there?
Also, Bruno was in the area.
My goodness, the defender jumped the route, was all over the back of the AC receiver. Bill Carlin wants an explanation, but it goes incomplete. And to bring up second down and 10 here, that I think should have been a flag. The defender all over top of the AC receiver.
Yeah, Bill is not happy here on the Adams Central sidelines. This has not been a good night with the officiating crew with Coach Carlin, I know that.
He's giving the guy over here on the sidelines an absolute earful.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Here's Goldenstein. He backs up. He looks left side. He winds up again. A pass down the left sideline. A jump ball down there. Is it intercepted? I think it is. Intercepted at the 5-yard line. It is picked off by number 9, Zane Gillen. Gillen picks it off at the 5-yard line. And now McCook has got the ball back. I think they were trying to get it to a Blake Overmiller down there. Just a jump ball situation. And Gillen came down with it, and the Bison have the ball at their own 5.
Yeah, and Overmiller had to come back to the football a little bit. Then he turned into a defensive back as it was underthrown, and Gillen had position on the inside, and he jumps just a jump ball, and Gillen makes the pick. That's the second one of the night thrown by Kyle Goldenstein. Coming into the game, he had 8 interceptions. He'll tally to 10 on the stat sheet, but more importantly, the clock is not in favor of AC, and McCook takes over.
Matt Chitwood back in there at quarterback. He just goes straight ahead here to Terry as Terry brings the ball to the 10-yard line. winner of this ball game moves on to the semifinals in Class B. They'll play either Blair or Elkhorn next Friday night. Elkhorn at last check had a 7-0 lead over Blair. So second down and about 7 yards to go. The football is brought out here to the 10-yard line. Pickup of 3 on the last play. But now we got to watch the clock. We're down to 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the football game. McCook looking for their second win over the Patriots here this season. Chitwood again hands it off. Oh. And now the ball is loose. It is still loose. Down inside the 5-yard line. Adam Central has the ball. Adam Central has the ball inside the 5-yard line. Chitwood turns around and runs into Kyle Stewart. His tailback down there. Adam Central recovers the ball inside the 5-yard line at the McCook 3.
Austin Boner on top of the football. Jesse Ackerman was also in there, but just a quarterback running back mistake back there as the two guys run into each other. The ball falls to the turf, and now look at this. Adam Central has the ball first and goal at the 5-yard line.
Actually inside the 5.
Inside the 5.
At about the 3-yard line. Here's Creighton Reed. Hands the ball away to Fowler. He takes it into the end zone for a touchdown. Fowler takes the ball into the end zone from 3 yards out with 4:36 to play.
Jake Fowler, just a nice hole right behind right guard and right tackle, and that quick. Adam Central comes up with the mishap from a cook. They get the ball inside the 5, and Fowler takes it in from 3. And Adam Central will, I believe, go for 2 here.
The score right now is 24-19. A two-pointer here would pull Adam Central back to within 3 points. We still got time, 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Adam Central has scored following a mistake down here by McCook. Adam Central is going to go for 2. Hand off to Fowler, sweeps right side. Fowler puts his head down, takes it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. The Patriots get 8. Adam Central back into the ball game, gang. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. McCook 24, Adam Central 21.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Crete has beaten Aurora tonight 14-13. Final score just in. Crete 14, Aurora 13.
Well, we talk about how many times AC and McCook has met. How many times has Crete and Aurora met in the state playoffs? And a dandy there. But Crete comes out on top. But again, the Cardiac kids are trying to do it again. They trail by 3. They come up with a big turnover, the fumble recovery at the 3-yard line. One play later, Jake Fowler takes it in. Fowler now with 108 yards, 26 totes, and here we go.
Adam Central is going to kick the ball away. It's going to be returned here by Cherry across the 25 to the 30-yard line out to the 31. So now the Adam Central Patriot defense comes back out on the field. They got what they wanted in that last possession is they're running back for McCook and Kyle Stewart, and the quarterback, Matt Chitwood, ran into each other. They fumbled the football inside the 5-yard line. The Patriots recover as Boner came down with it, I think, at the 3-yard line. One play later, it's a Fowler taking into the end zone, and now we got a 24-21 ball game. The exact same score we had the first time around.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? That's what I was kind of looking on your notes down there. I was thinking that was the score of the last time these two teams played. So here we go. Chitwood will be up under center. He's got a couple of guys. Terry and Stewart will be behind him in the I formation.
Chitwood under center. Man goes in motion. Here's a handoff to Terry. He busts through there for a couple of yards across the 30 out to the 33-yard line. Patriots are going to be jerking and pulling for everything they can right here. They're trying to knock that ball loose.
They will be scratching, clawing, prying, doing anything they can as they give it to off the right side there to Justin Terry. He picks up nearly 4 yards. Terry now on the evening with 18 carries and 94 yards.
Adam Central has got 3 timeouts left. McCook has got 2. We've just hit the 4-minute mark. Second down and about 6 yards to go. McCook has got the ball on their own 34-and-a-half-yard line. Here's a Chitwood from the far side hash. He's going to call his own number. He's going to be tackled from behind. Chitwood did not get back to the line of scrimmage. He's trying to take the ball to the short side of the field. That's Jesse Ackerman again, number 84, and also Nathan Hendrickson on the stop there for the Patriots. Now you've got a big, big third down situation here. Third down, 7 yards to go. McCook with the ball at their own 34-and-a-half-yard line with a three-point lead.
And 3:30 left to go in the ball game. You have to come up with a stop right here. This is probably the ball game here as we're dwindling down on time. So a big, big play here. Third down, third, and we'll call it six. The ball is at the 34-yard line of McCook.
3:11 to play, fourth quarter. Patriots trailing 24-21. Here's Chitwood. He backs up. Chitwood has still got the ball. He throws it. It's going to be caught at the 35-yard line, but he just got back to the line of scrimmage. That was a deep drop by Chitwood. He gets the pass away, but he is tackled here at the 36-yard line. The Patriots immediately call a timeout.
Wow, what a play. A couple of guys over there defensively. I think Kyle Cutterford was one of them. They set up the screen, tried to get it off the left side to their go-to guy in Cullicott. The blocking was set up, but AC played that beautifully, and now fourth down call for McCook.
That was a completed pass, but that was a deep drop there by the quarterback in Chitwood. He dumps it away to Cullicott, but the Adams Central Patriot defense right there, they got it back to the line of scrimmage, gained about a yard in the play, but now McCook will have to punt the football away.
Yeah, and the line of scrimmage was right at the 30, about the 35, 36-yard line, and the ball was in between the hash marks, and when Chitwood rolled to the right side, he was at least at the 25-yard line, clear past the right numbers, and threw that back across the grain. Very dangerous pass. So we'll have a punting situation. It'll be Tyson Carr into the game and Jake Fowler back deep to return this punt with 2:57 left to go. Adams Central will have a chance.
All right, Carr will get the ball away at about his 25-yard line, waiting for the snap, a high snap. Carr brings it down, a good kick. Fowler looks up, signals for the fair catch, and will make it. And Adams Central has got the ball, gang. Boy, how ironic that this game is unfolding about the same way as the first one. AC has the ball, 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the football game. This is about the same place we were the first time around when Adams Central had to drive the length of the field and get a touchdown at the end to win the thing. Bill Carlin said if the situation came up again, he said he didn't know if he had a play to get into the end zone.
I know, and that's surprising out of a coach that's been in it as long as he has, but exactly. And Adams Central converted on at least two fourth down plays in that game a couple of weeks ago. So here we go. Line of scrimmage to 27-yard line, first and 10, AC.
Golden Senior's got the ball. He backs up. He's got time. There's one fake. A pass across the middle is caught by Fowler at the 40, to the 45, 50, down the sideline, 45, 40, 35, and he's down to the 32-yard line. A completed pass from Goldenstein, just that little pump fake across the middle. Then he dumps it away to Fowler down the near sideline. Fowler takes the ball down to the 32-yard line. A first down for the Patriots with 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the fourth quarter.
Defensively, how are you, McCook, in letting Jake Fowler get out in the open? There was nobody around for McCook. Fowler takes that 40 yards downfield, and now that quick, with 2:39 left to go in the game, Adams Central has the football at the McCook 33-yard line.
All I can say, if you're going to score, don't score too fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a Goldenstein, first down and 10 from the 33-yard line. Goldenstein, that little pump fake again. Now he throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Goldenstein took a hit. The pass was delivered low. It was nearly intercepted there by the McCook Bison. Justin Terry nearly intercepted the ball, but it was thrown low. Good pressure that time by the Bison.
Yeah, it was brought up the middle. Number 56, Mitch Cullicott, coming hard right into Goldenstein's breadbasket, and very fortunate that that one hit the turf. Second down and 10. AC ball is at the 33-yard line.
Three wide receivers to the left. One will come to the right side. Goldenstein. That's Creighton Reed is in there now. He flares the ball out. Cutterford grabs the ball at the 30. He's at the 25-yard line, down to the 22. They just flare the ball out here to Cutterford. That time it was Creighton Reed pulling the trigger there for the Patriots as Cutterford takes the ball down to the 22-yard line. Adams Central has got a first down. And the Patriot fans down to our left down here, Jimmy going crazy. 2:17 to play in the football game.
Oh, these fans are used to it. I hope the coaches are. The radio guys are going nuts. Adams Central has been in so many close games that have come down to the wire. They have yet to win one of those games. This could be the chance, an 11-yard game. First down, ball at the 20.
Here's a Golden scene back in there. They come with some pressure. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught at the 10-yard line. Five touchdown. Blake Overmiller on a touchdown reception, and the Patriots have the lead. That was a 23-yard touchdown pass.
23 yards on the reception. Blake Overmiller, we've talked about him coming in the game. He emerged as an outstanding receiver in the Aurora game, and for the rest of the season has been outstanding for Bill Carlin. He has done everything they've asked. They hit him on a slant pattern across the middle of the field. He shakes the defender and takes it in from 23 yards. And for the first time, with 1:57 left to go, in regulation, Adams Central 27, McCook 24. Chance Bordestrasse on for the PAT. This is very important here, folks. This would put AC up by four.
Bordestrasse into the ball game. Overmiller will hold here. Ball is down. The kick is up. Bordestrasse puts it up there, and the PAT is going to be good. The PAT is good. 1:57 to play in the fourth quarter of the Class B quarterfinals. The Adams Central Patriots have the lead over number one ranked McCook. It is Adams Central 28, McCook 24.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires free. Sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. Also includes free rotation, free mounting and balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free while supplies last at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. 1230 KHAS.
Again, Crete has knocked off Aurora tonight in Class B, 14-13. And now the Adams Central Patriots out on top of the McCook Bison, number one ranked McCook, 28-24. Boy, we had the Patriots dead in the water, Jimmy. They fell behind 24-13 with 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It is now 28-24 Patriots with 1:57 left.
Those cardiac kids and Bill Carlin, they just do not give up as the kick goes along the ground, and it's a live football.
Now they're going to recover the ball here at the 35. I think they wanted to bop that down along the ground, but one of the guys in the front line got his hands on it, knocked it down. It did not quite get to the return man there. And McCook recovers the football at the 35. Now remember, the Bison only need, well, they need a touchdown because that extra point is 28-24. We have got 1:55 to play. McCook has got two timeouts left. Can the Bison do it again?
Boy, and you really got to watch the whereabouts of Austin Cherry. Also over there on that right side, number 9, Zane Gillen.
Here's a Chitwood who wants to throw. Throws it to the far side. It's going to be caught here. Wrap up. Bring him down. They do at the 46. They go to Cody Wetke as he brings the ball up to the 46-yard line. That's going to be a first down. Remember, the McCook Bison will need a touchdown to win this baby. The winner moves on to the semifinals in Class B next Friday night against either Elkhorn or Blair.
And now Woodke comes to this side. He's the guy that caught that 48-yarder in the third quarter. He's the speedster. Bruno will draw coverage on Woodke.
Here's a Chitwood wants to throw his pass across the middle. It's going to be caught and then dropped. The ball is loose, but they're going to say it's going to be an incomplete pass. A big stick across the middle. Collicott was the guy who was the receiver. Back there for Adams Central is Derek Lanowski, just a sophomore, lays the wood to him and knocks the ball away from Collicott down around the 40-yard line. It's an incomplete pass. It's now second down.
And again, Lanowski, a youngster, got an interception last week against Gehring, and now into the ball game. A lot of youngsters playing in a big-time stage. Second down here for McCook.
Here's a Chitwood with the ball. Adams Central coming with some pressure. Chitwood rolls to his left. Chitwood still got the ball. He's going to be drugged down back here at the 35-yard line. Chitwood is dropped at the 35-yard line. Getting through there for the Patriots was Austin Boner, and a penalty flag goes down.
Boy, and what a play by Boner. He was the guy that got the fumble recovery down at the 3-yard line, and he was able to drag down Chitwood. Now are we going to have a face mask he brought Chitwood down? Adams Central is moving in the wrong direction here, and the officials are going to confer. I didn't see a hand anywhere around the headgear of Chitwood. He had a hold of his jersey and drug him down.
All right, so a penalty flag is down after Boner gets his sack back here on Chitwood at the 35-yard line. It's going to be a penalty marched off against Adams Central with a 1:20 left in the fourth quarter.
And one guy you don't see upset a lot, and Bill Carlin is livid with the official. He is in his face. They have had some bad calls go not their way tonight. Now he wants the white cap to come over and get an explanation. They're going to give McCook the football at the 49-yard line and a first down.
I didn't get the indication, but that was a penalty marched off on Adams Central out to the 49-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and about 7 yards to go. McCook has got the ball on their own 49. Problem is the official side of the field is the other way, so they make all these signals to the other side of the field, and now they're going to go over here and talk with one of the linesmen over there on the far side. They marched off a penalty on Adams Central at the 49-yard line. That's where McCook is at right now. They got a fourth down, or actually a third down here, and about 7 yards to go.
Boy, Adams Central has not been on the right side as far as the flags tonight. The officials a little bit working against the Patriots here.
Here's Chitlin with the ball. Low snap. Chitlin has got it now. Rolls to his right. He throws off of the far side. The ball is going to be caught down there. Did he stay in bounds? I think he did. Down around the 35-yard line. They get the ball over there. And now the McCook Bison on the move here. They stop the clock with a minute and 12 seconds to play.
That's Woodkey. Jake Fowler drew coverage on Woodkey again. Woodkey's the guy that burnt Fowler for 48 yards in the third quarter. Jake's showing him some respect out there, but he played the cushion a little too much, and that play goes for 15 yards, and now McCook, they've got it down at the 35-yard line of Adams Central.
All they need is a stop right here. Here's a Chitwood under center. He backs up. Here comes the pressure. Chitwood still with the ball. Now throws it over here on the left side. It's intercepted. It is intercepted by Ryan Bruna of Adams Central, and the Patriots have the ball with a minute and 4 seconds to play.
They were looking downfield for Woodkey, I believe. Actually, no, it was Austin Cherry, number 5, as Chitwood overthrows Cherry. Ryan Bruna. Bruna, almost in the same spot, made the catch a couple of weeks ago that got the Patriots down inside the 5-yard line on a fourth down call, and how ironic that Bruna would make the interception. So Adams Central now will have the football. They'll spot it at the 11-yard line. 104. Tick, 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 tick. All we got to do is get that precious time run off the clock.
104 remaining in the football game. Adams Central has come back from a 24-13 deficit in the final 5 minutes and 53 seconds of the fourth quarter. Adams Central trying to stun the number one ranked team in Class B in McCook tonight. Patriots have the ball in a 4-point lead. With 104 left, here's Goldenstein just hang on the ball. That's Fowler with it now, brings it out here to about the 15, 16-yard line. Jake had both hands on the football right there, I'm sure. Bill Carlin, that was the last thing they said before the offense came trotting back onto the field here.
Well, the Adams Central Patriots have done a great job tonight with putting two hands on the ball with Cutterford and Fowler, and we got a timeout. McCook will have one left.
58.3 seconds to play. A shocker in McCook tonight. The score, Adams Central leading McCook. It's the Patriots 28 and McCook 24.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel, including Nike and Columbia jackets. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, it's Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Elkhorn has beaten Blair 14-7. Elkhorn 14, Blair 7. That would give AC a home game, I believe, next week.
Oh, my, in the semi.
In the semifinals of Class B. AC needs to hold on. 58.3 seconds to play here in this football game. Adams Central with the ball on their own 15 as they just run it straight ahead. And again, McCook's only got one timeout left, and I think they're going to burn it right here.
Yep, that's going to be the end. Jeff Gross will use his last timeout as Jake Fowler goes off left side, picks up a couple of yards. And so the clock will stop with right at 53 seconds left to go here. But McCook is out of timeouts, and the Patriots will have a third down, third and 4. The ball is out to the 17-yard line.
We'll take a break. The score, Adams Central leading McCook 28-24. We'll be back after this.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in McCook. Adams Central has come from 11 points down in the fourth quarter. They have got the lead over the McCook Bison. It is 28-24 with 53 seconds to play. Third down, 5 yards to go. Adams Central has got the ball here. Here's a handoff to Fowler. He's going to be stopped in the backfield. Fowler is going to be stacked up down here as McCook came with some pressure there. And Fowler's knocked down, a loss in the play. And getting two there for the Bison to knock them down in the backfield again was Seth Cater, who's into the ball game now. Now we're down to 30 seconds to play. We're down to 28 seconds. Adams Central looking at a fourth down situation here.
And that $1,000 Rolex really working good here as Bill Carlin letting the precious seconds tick off before I'm sure he'll call a timeout here. We're at the 15-second mark. 12 seconds.
All right, 12 seconds to go. Adams Central is going to have to punt the football. They're going to have to punt the football, or they're going to have to find out some way to get 12 seconds elapsed from the clock here.
We've talked about this before. Do you just drop back in punt formation and run around? Because once the ball gets to the punter, the clock will start. And then you've got 12 seconds to run and burn off.
That's a lot with you're sitting on the 13-yard
yeah.
line. It's fourth down and about 11 yards to go. The ball is at the 13-yard line. We got fourth and one up on the board. That's incorrect. It is fourth down and about 11 yards to go. Adams Central has got the ball on their own 13-yard line with 12 seconds to play. If Adams Central can hang on, they would play Elkhorn in the semifinals in Class B. Unbelievable. And if my calculations are right, that'll be a home game for AC next Friday night.
Wow.
And of course, we'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS. But let's get through 12 seconds, shall we?
12 precious seconds left to go. They have decided what they are going to do now. The punt team travels out. The snap's got to be good. Rosbett, the punter, he will stand almost at the goal line.
11 guys on the line of scrimmage. McCook is going to come after him, and now we've got a what do we have here?
Another timeout, I believe.
Yeah, Bill Carlin, I think, wanted to call a timeout there, and he does as Adams Central's punt team is going to come back over to the sideline. McCook was coming with all 11 guys. They had nobody back. They were looking for a blocked punt here to try to save their season. So we've got another timeout, 12 seconds to play in the football game. Adams Central leading McCook 28-24.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go. We got 12 seconds to play. Adams Central has got the ball. It is fourth down and about the 11 yards to go. The ball is at the 13-yard line. Cole Rosbett dropping back in his own end zone. 10 guys come after him. Here's the kick. He gets it away. There is nobody back from McCook. It bounces at the 45 to the 50. We're down to 5 seconds. We're down to four. We're down to three. We're down to two. And it's going to be blown dead. It's going to be blown dead. Nobody touched it for Adams Central, and the officials blow the football dead with 2.8 seconds to play. That clock should have continued to run, Jimmy. Nobody from Adams Central touched the football.
And that is what Bill Carlin is asking, the coaching staff for AC asking that question.
Nobody touched it there.
Yeah, they're not going to win out on this, so hold on to your seats. One play, 2.8 seconds left to go. You've got to be aware of where Woodke is. Also, Cherry and Gillen.
I'm not a big Homer fan here, but AC not getting the calls down the stretch here.
No, and look at the defense. They are playing. Fowler's over at the 40. Overmiller back at the 35. Here we go. Last play of the game.
Here's a Chitwood. He's going to back up and throw the ball, but Adam Central's got pressure. He's brought down. There's a sack, and the Patriots win. The Patriots get a sack back here at the 34-yard line. Adam Central has upset number one ranked McCook.
Kyle Cuttiford in on the sack as he blitzes through there and brings down Matt Chitwood. He was rolling. He was going to try to get loose and go downfield. Adam Central had a lot of guys back deep just playing center field, and Adam Central has shocked the McCook Bison, and they come up with the win that they have so been looking for in the season with these top-ranked teams. They get it here today. Congrats to Bill Carlin, his staff, and all the Adam Central players.
Unbelievable. We had AC left with a dead, Jimmy, with 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the fourth quarter when McCook went up by 11 points, 24-13. AC gets a break down the stretch when McCook fumbles the football inside their own 5-yard line. AC gets a touchdown there. Then they come back, hold on defense, get the ball back, and they stuff it right into the end zone. And the Patriots shock the number one ranked team in Class B in McCook tonight.
Mike, the thing is, we talked about this on the way down here. Adam Central had to play a near-perfect ball game and take their steps up the ladder a couple more notches to beat this McCook football team. They had the mistakes. They didn't get the calls go their way pretty much the whole night as we watched this thing unravel. And then it was the mistakes by the top-ranked team, the fumble at the 3-yard line when Adam Central trailed by 11. And Austin Boner gets in there, gets the football. Jake Fowler takes it in, and then the rest is all history as Adam Central has defeated the McCook Bison, and it appears to be a home semifinal game for AC next week.
28-24, Adam Central wins it tonight over the McCook Bison. We'll come back with a recap after this.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back in McCook. If he weren't here to see it, Jimmy.
Oh, my.
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't believe it. AC knocks off McCook tonight, 28-24. We'll throw up the final numbers for you. Got a whole lot more coming up for you here on 1230 KHAS. And obviously, Bill Carlin going to be swarmed by the tons of media that are covering the ball game here tonight. But Bill's a good dude. We'll get him up here before we get out of here tonight. It was McCook who scored first. In fact, we had a scoreless first quarter tonight. The Bison finally got a touchdown early in the second quarter, capping off a 13-play, 70-yard drive. Matt Chitwood took it in from 1 yard out, 7-0. The Bison got on top. Adam Central came right back, put together a drive of their own, 14-play, 71 yards. Jake Fowler took it in from 4 yards out. That tied the score at 7 points apiece. Then right before halftime, in fact, with 0.2 of a second remaining, McCook hit a 37-yard field goal. They led at halftime by a score of 10-7. Opening possession of the third quarter, McCook, 4 plays, 60 yards. They got a 48-yard touchdown pass from Matt Chitwood to Cody Wetke. They went up 17-7. Adam Central comes back. They go on a 7-play, 66-yard drive. Kyle Goldenstein throwing a 4-yard touchdown pass to Jesse Ackerman. The point after touchdown was no good. That made the score 17-13. McCook then went on a 15-play, 53-yard drive. They got a 2-yard touchdown from Matt Chitwood. They went up by 11 points, 24-13, with 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the football game. We had them dead in the water. But AC gets a huge breakdown here as McCook got the ball back. They were backed up after a punt. And the running back and the quarterback, Chitwood, ran into his running back, Kyle Stewart. A fumble down there. Adam Central recovers. And Jake Fowler stuck it in from 3 yards out. The Patriots pulled to within 3 points after a two-point conversion, 24-21. And then the game winner came for Adam Central after they got the ball back, a 23-yard touchdown pass. Kyle Goldenstein to Blake Overmiller. The PAT was good, a 4-play, 74-yard drive in the final couple of minutes of the ball game. AC wins by the score of 28-24.
Woo! My goodness, what a deal. Adam Central, again, we've talked about it all year, going victim to the top three teams in Class B in Aurora, McCook, and Crete are in the regular season, and it is so tough to beat a team a second time, and Adam Central finds a way. Bill Carlin pulls the rabbit out of the hat, and Adam Central advances. They will be in the Class B semifinals next week. We look at the numbers for McCook on the evening. Matt Chitwood throwing the football, 11 of 25 tonight, 152 yards. He had a pick, and the pick was the biggest one in Ryan Bruna's football career. He picks the one off that stops the drive that McCook was trying to go down and push the Bison ahead. So one pick and one touchdown for Chitwood tonight. The touchdown came on the first series in the third quarter on a 48-yard pass play. McCook rushed it 58 times for 226 yards tonight, so 378 of total offense for the Bison here this evening, 22 first downs. Leading the way, Justin Terry, the fullback, 19 carries, 94 yards from McCook. Matt Chitwood had 16 carries and 73 yards. He had one touchdown rushing, one touchdown throwing here this evening. On the side of Adams Central, their two quarterbacks combined for 9 of 19 passing for 153 yards, two interceptions. Those are credited to Kyle Goldenstein. But then Goldenstein comes down and throws a 23-yard touchdown pass late in the ball game to Blake Overmiller. So Goldenstein with two picks and one touchdown here this evening. Rushing the football, AC, 34 carries, 209 yards, so 362 of total offense. It was even on the scoreboard and really even in the stat sheets as a 378 McCook, 362 for AC, 14 first downs for the Patriots here this evening. Leading the way, no surprise here, the 1,600-yard-plus rusher for Adams Central, Jake Fowler, in tonight, 26 carries, 114 yards, two touchdowns. His touchdowns come from two three-yard touchdown runs for Fowler. He got the all-so-important two-point conversion off the right side there for AC. Receiving the football tonight, several guys really stand out. Mike, Jesse Ackerman had a great evening tonight. Four catches, 54 yards for Jesse. Blake Overmiller, two catches, 44 yards. He had the one touchdown late in the game. Kyle Cutterford, one catch and 11 yards. And Ryan Bruna had one catch and 8 yards. But Bruna made the interception down deep for Adams Central, and they prevail. They win. The Cardiac Kids are coming home for a semifinal match next week.
All right, so Adams Central wins it tonight. Final score 28-24 over number one ranked McCook. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up and the coach's postgame show as high school football continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality late-model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Cars, trucks, and vans. Selection, savings, and service at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Kirshner's is also the home of A&A Auto Rental, affordable and accommodating. And if you need new tires, call Joel for the best prices. And call Bob. He's ASE certified for your mechanical needs. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
The clear choice. The right choice. The expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Back in McCook tonight, the Adams Central Patriots shocked number one ranked McCook tonight in the Class B quarterfinals, winning by the score of 28-24. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS, and obviously a lot of stars in the football game here tonight. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
What we're going to do, we got several guys here. A big win for the Patriots, and several guys going to win Player of the Game honors here tonight for AZ. First of all, Jake Fowler, 26 carries, 114 yards, two touchdowns for AZ. Yeah, Jesse Ackerman, who did a heck of a job on defense tonight, came up with four receptions, 54 yards for Adams Central. You got to throw in the guy who led the Patriots in the game-winning drive, Kyle Goldenstein. Cool as a cucumber, my man. Took him right down the field. 5 of 13 throwing the ball, 99 yards tonight, and a touchdown. And then Ryan Bruna comes up with a big interception at the end of the ball game to seal it for the Patriots. He had a great night defensively as well for AC. So Adams Central, I think, shocks Class B tonight as the Patriots upset number one ranked McCook, winning tonight by a score of 28-24. Our players of the game tonight, Jake Fowler, Jesse Ackerman, Kyle Goldenstein, and Ryan Bruna. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM. KHAS Radio.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back in McCook tonight. A thrilling football game here in the quarterfinals in Class B. 28-24, Adams Central wins it. And Coach Bill Carlin joins us in the post game. And Coach, you finally win one of those close football games. We've been in so many this year. Finally, it was your turn to win one. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. And congratulations to our kids. That's, you know, the kids just played so hard. They never quit. We had a slogan of believe all week long, and they did never give up on themselves. They believed they were going to get it done, and I got to think the good Lord shined on us a little bit tonight. But I'm so happy for our kids and for our program, and they kept playing the Rocky song over here, and that's about us. We just keep coming back, and we won't give up.
Coach, we look at that game-winning drive going down there. You elect to go pull the hands out of Jake Fowler, your leading rusher in the season, elect to go through the air. Your two quarterbacks were 3 of 4 on that drive, 74 yards, and then Blake catches a 23-yarder. What did you see defensively that you'd been running the football pretty effectively? What did you see in their secondary that you really liked?
Well, when we got in a certain formation, they went to man-to-man, and we liked the crossing routes with Jake and Ryan going through there and that, and then we came back with Blake on a crossing route and just tried to run some of their guys through some traffic and get it to an open receiver, and we just kept telling our quarterbacks, don't just throw it up, you know, throw it to somebody that you see that's open. If we have to throw it away, and live to fight another down, and fortunately, we were able to get a couple things going there and move the ball down the field, and that really gave us a boost.
We had the fork in your coach, with 5 minutes to play, trailing 24-13. Was there still a belief on the sidelines that you guys could pull this one out?
I don't know. That was very tough, especially when we threw the interception, you know, down there deep. I didn't know if we had had a chance. I knew we had to get it, something happening, and we get the turnover right back. That was definitely the key that saved us there, and getting the turnover and recovering it down there and then scoring right away, getting back within one score. And then, obviously, you know, they played a little conservative, trying to run clock down, and if they would have made a first down, it would have been really tough. So we were very fortunate to get a stop and then get the drive going.
Could you believe that you saw that ball dancing along the turf down there at the 3-yard line late in the ball game when you needed the turnover? Could you believe your eyes that you saw that thing down there?
Hey, you guys seen that movie Angels in the Outfield? Oh, yeah. We had angels on the football field, and they answered my prayers because I was praying a lot tonight. So, it seemed like it was out there on the open ground for a long time, though, and nobody was getting on it. And I kept thinking, get to it. But finally, we got on top of it. So we were very fortunate there. Got a great break for our team.
Coach, you could talk about so many kids. You have been blessed with so many good players. They just have not given up all year long. But I thought one kid that really came alive tonight, he had one reception was all, but he had the big interception down there. And how ironic, down there in almost the same situation, Ryan Bruna climbed the ladder on fourth down, got your team situated a couple of weeks ago, and had a chance to win that game. Then he comes back with the interception on Chitwood. Talk a little bit about Ryan Bruna and what he's been through this season.
Oh, Ryan's just a great kid. He's so fun. He's one of the kids that came up to me after we got beat here a couple of weeks ago and said, "Coach, I know we lost, but I had a great time tonight." He just plays hard. This is a game for him, and that's the way it should be for all these kids. They just have fun, and I hope this is a memory they remember the rest of their life. And I'm sure this is something that will always be in their mind, how they came and how we fought back. And this season, this senior bunch has never given up, and they've just been a great pleasure to work with.
Was that one of the most fun games that you've ever coached? I know in the past couple of years it had to be.
Yeah, really. It's up there pretty high. I know that. We've had some great ball games. At the start of this year, I was worried that, we haven't had a losing season for 22 years. And I was worried that string might get broken this year. And here, this bunch has showed me and how dumb I am. They're in the state semifinals.
It's another game next week. It looks like you're going to have a home game in the state semifinals next Friday. Just your feelings advancing to the Final Four.
Well, it's just unbelievable. I couldn't believe myself, actually. Coach Mulligan and Coach Hotelling and Coach Reitzel and Coach Smith and Coach Lewis do a great job working with me. It's been so fun, and I hope we've represented our school in a positive way and represent our community of Hastings and our district and stuff. So we're happy, and I'm just blabbling here. So I just...
Go ahead and pinch yourself. You're not living a dream, Coach.
All right. Well, that's great because I'm so happy for our kids.
We'll see you next Friday.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. Adams Central wins it tonight as they, I think, shot Class B tonight. They go on the road and they knock off 28-24, the final score of the McCook Bison here tonight.
Wow. I mean, it's just really hard to believe. I mean, it doesn't seem Coach, great job again. I had the knife in the back of the Adams Central Patriots down by 11, and I don't think anybody in the ballpark would have felt any differently about it. I know the McCook fans were all jacked up, but, boy, the believers, the cardiac kids, they have been around. And Bill Carlin, boy, when he goes down to retirement, somebody needs to pick his brain because he can get these kids to play each and every week. They are believers, and they are believing in Class B. They're in the semifinals of
that's
Class B football.
That's sneaky
Bill Carlin.
He comes through again. Anyway, Adams Central will play in the semifinals next week against Elkhorn, a team that beat Blair tonight 14-7. The other game, Crete over Aurora 14-13. Gretna had the lead over Ralston. I haven't seen a final score pop through yet, but they had a big lead late in that ball game. So it appears that Adams Central will have a home game next Friday. Probably will be at Lloyd Wilson Field because their field at Adams Central is going under repair right now. So they'll get things situated, and we'll get everything all said and done, and we'll have the ball game for you next Friday here on 1230 KHAS. Take one more break. We'll come back. You're listening to High School Football.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
So Adams Central wins it tonight by the score of 28-24. Adams Central improves to 8 wins, 3 losses on the season. For McCook, their first loss, 10-1. They are history. And I think you're right, Jimmy just made a comment. I think Bill Carlin could run for mayor right now and win convincingly.
I tell you what, there was a great crowd that traveled the 2+ hours to get down here to McCook again. A great crowd from Hastings coming, and now everybody gets to go home. But, yeah, the crowd just gives him a standing ovation when he comes down out of our broadcast booth. So I think he would get all the votes tonight. But, again, hats off to him, his staff, and the kids, because they should probably be in C1, but they're in B in football, and they are competing. They've got a chance to make the road down to Lincoln. If you haven't been out to a game, come out next week and watch a bunch of believers, a bunch of tough kids, play in the semis next week.
All right, we got to get rolling. We got to get on the road ourselves as we are heading to Iowa now, as Hastings College will play 20th-ranked Northwestern tomorrow afternoon in Orange City, Iowa, 12:15 for the pregame show with the coach, and we'll have a kickoff at 1 o'clock. So we got a long night ahead of us as we head to the Hawkeye State for Hastings College. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast here tonight. A wild one, 28-24, as Adams Central knocks off the number one-ranked McCook Bison. For John Debrin, my engineer, back to the radio station. For Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from McCook.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.